As we welcome you back here to the AIS Arena for Australia versus USA, probably one of the most disappointed girls in the arena is Emily McInerney. Tough luck, Macken, not getting the selection call this time, but you've had a pretty good price attack Opals World Challenge so far.
Look, I'm just happy to be here and have contributed as much as I have already. Coach Jan Sterling spoke to me this afternoon to inform me that I wasn't playing tonight. And I just asked her, look, it's your decision, but I said, are you happy with the way I performed? And when she said yes, that's all I needed to hear. So I'm not disappointed at all. I just wish the girls all the best and hope that we can come home with a win.
It has been an interesting tournament so far. And, well, really the benchmark is, of course, the USA. Being such tough competitors, both teams, no one wants to give an inch.
Oh, not at all. And there's a lot of girls on this US roster that's trying out to make the World Championship team as well. I mean, there's some very, very tough players that haven't come along on this tour. And so there's some youngsters out there trying to prove their worth. So as are the Opals girls. So it's everyone out there, not only for themselves, but also for their nation.
For the Price Attack Opals, importantly, you've had a long time together now through a Commonwealth Games campaign and the Price Attack Opals World Challenge, which is fantastic building for the World Championships at the end of the year.
Oh, it certainly is, and it's fortunate that we've been able to have such a preparation as we're just about to lose a lot of the girls that head off to the WNBA, so unfortunately for us, we'll lose a lot of them heading over there, and that takes away from the last couple of months leading into the World Championships, but it's been fabulous just to have this time together.
What do you do with yourself now? You don't get to kick back and relax?
There's no kickback and relaxing. I'm actually taking a season off from the ABA, but that's mainly so I can concentrate on getting on top of some niggling injuries and get myself fully prepared for the China tour coming up. Hopefully I make that, and also leading into the World Championships.
So interesting times for you ahead anyway.
That certainly is.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here. I know you have to get back onto the bench there and help out the team. So we appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best for preparations to hopefully get onto that tour of China and then, of course, the World Championships later in the year.
Not a problem. Thanks very much.
Emily McInerney joining us here at the AIS Arena. It's a pleasure to catch up with her. And as we get set for what should be a fantastic game, Mark Aston, you're really looking forward to calling this one, I know, because you don't get any better than this. First and second in the world.
Yeah, indeed. This should be an absolute beauty. Even though the Opals, for some strange reason, are actually ranked 3 in the world. We haven't figured that one out.
Well, I've got the number one player in the
world. Maybe that was somebody's typo, but this should be an absolute beauty, yeah. A little bit surprised, actually, that McInerney isn't playing, but they're obviously trying things of different combinations, and the fact that she and Jay Cross are the ones that have missed out tonight, but obviously two had to miss out, and the two that missed out last night were always going to come back in, so... Well, but because McInerney's defensive prowess is something we've always enjoyed watching, and that's why I was a little bit surprised that she's out. But it should be a beauty. We're looking forward to this one. About 7 3/4 minutes away from the start of it, the crowd has really started to find their places. I've seen a couple of American flags in the crowd, but there's not much. I was just having a look around. It looks like it's going to be just about 98% Australian support out here, and the a couple of percent for the Americans. And should be an absolute beauty of a game.
It is going to be a beauty. A few moments ago, you had the opportunity to speak with Ann Donovan, and we'll hear from her now.
Well, Ann Donovan, it's a big match tonight.
It is. Looking forward to this rematch.
You beat them easily last time up in Cairns. Is it going to be that easy?
I don't know that it was easy. You know, the final score was 20 points, but that game didn't go to that type of score until the fourth quarter. So it was a very competitive game, and I'm expecting more of the same tonight.
You've had a chance to look at the Australians, of course, this week. Do you think they're looking better? Or?
Definitely. They're getting better as they go, as we are. But you can see them getting more comfortable in their system. Lauren's getting better. I know she's been sick. So they've gotten better and gotten more cohesive, as have we.
Yeah, your girls, you're happy with the way they're playing, even yesterday?
Yeah, I am. And you know, I think we mentally took a break yesterday, and that affected how we played. But I think that the focus will be there today. I'm sure that this is as important to our girls as it is to anybody.
So the girls are really well prepared for it?
I think they feel excited about it. Good opportunity, good environment here. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd that'll be cheering loudly for Australia. So our girls are excited for that environment.
Yeah, should be maybe a little bit hostile, maybe.
That's what you're used to. When you leave the comforts of home, that's what you get.
Yeah. What's going to be the key for your team to win it, though, tonight?
Well, I think for us, we just got to keep them off the foul line. We put them on the foul line 41 times last time we played them. So defensively, being able to play more solidly without fouling is big.
Yep. Oh, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Well, Mark, it is going to be an exciting game. We're 7 minutes away from the start. And, well, of course, one injury for the USA, which was a disappointing one. Of course, the injured shoulder of...
Fowles. One of the big issues. She did it up in Cairns, obviously. Dislocated her shoulder, her right shoulder. Just have to check on the which way the race is going there. injured her right shoulder. But regardless of that, they still have 12 players, and they'll be very, very strong and very, very good. They got some big, big talent as well. The girls that they've got, Davenport, very big girl. Tina Thompson was absolutely superb last night, 24 points for the USA. Candace Parker has impressed us the whole time she's been here, and will look very, very good. Ruth Riley will be the starting centre. Is big. Simone Augustus, who came on, showing a little bit of the talent. They made her the number one draft pick. They got the number two draft pick there as one of their guards in Cappy Point. Pondexter. Alana Baird, we know all about from the Capitals and the time that she spent here this season. We're looking forward to seeing her go up against her teammates tonight and the battle between her and Tully Bevilacqua. Of course, they would have trained against each other a little bit in that time they were here, but it should be plenty interesting. And of course, Swin Cash will be the starters. In fact, the USA will be the same as they have been. Alana Baird, Swin Cash, Tina Thompson, Ruth Riley, and Katie Smith. So, they'll provide plenty of good opposition. The Australian starting five will be Tully Bevilacqua, Laura Summerton, Belinda Snell, Jenny Whittle, and Lauren Jackson. No surprises there. Going with the same introduction, same squad starting lineup again that they've had. And the two teams are about to get announced out onto the court. We will have the national anthems played for this one.
Okay.
So the Americans being introduced first, and they're getting very generous applause from the crowd. Of course, they are number one in the world, and
I tell you what, Sharon Arnold's just walking past here. I wonder if we could get a few words from Kerry Graff. I was looking for Sharon Arnold, but we'll put Graffy on.
Well, Kerry, we're just a few minutes away from it starting. What's your feel for how it's going?
Yeah, look, I had a pre-game chat to Jan Sterling. I didn't get a chance to talk to Ann Donovan, but I think the Opals are pretty loose. Lauren Jackson, I asked Lauren, I said, mate, how's the team feeling? She said, we're relaxed. We just want to go out and have fun. I think the Opals said, threw a bit of a zone press at the US in the first game. That caused a few problems. I think that might throw some man-to-man pressure this time. The US used their two guard last time to carry the ball because they didn't want Tully pressuring the point guard, so we might see something happening there. So I got a feeling this one's going to go right down to the wire.
Yep, indeed it will, Kerry. We'll better let you go, but thanks a lot. We'll look forward to talking to you later on.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kerry.
Yeah. Crowd is real.
About the crowd, you can hear it. It's a real good crowd going here.
The roar, Tully Bevilacqua.
Yeah, Lauren Jackson just being announced there. Had a huge crowd roar from her, of course, in front of her home crowd. Probably the last time for quite a long time. And I think we're about now to have the national anthems. No, maybe we're not.
No, I didn't think we were. Well, the teams
are just going to shake hands at centre court, chuck some bottles into the crowd.
I think they got used to not having national anthems in the other games when they were playing Chinese Taipei. And so, the teams are lining up again.
Oh, yeah, no, my teams are lining up again. We are going to have the national anthems.
We might pause and wait for the playing of the Australian and US national anthems. Thank you.
See you later.
So with the national anthems out the way, we'll have 3 minutes. In fact, just over 3 minutes of warm-up.
No, 3 minutes, so down to three.
They clicked it down to three, okay. And this should be an exciting game, that is for sure. USA versus Australia, the Opals, the Price Attack Opals World Challenge, and it is, two very full-strength lineups here about to greet the starter. You had, we had the stats up there for a moment, but we haven't quite been able to rectify that problem throughout the night. We apologise for that on sportradio.com.au. This is basketball from the AIS Arena. Craig Revelle, Mark Aston, and of course Simon Peters to join Mark in special comments for this game. And, it is going to be interesting to see how either team can get on top of the other as we come to the start of this game, because obviously both teams want to be able to get good, clean possessions running through their sets early to be able to set up. And that is potentially where the game could be won or lost if a team can get the ascendancy quickly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they both teams start. I think more so for the Australians, who need to probably get into their rhythm quicker than the Americans. So the Americans will get into their rhythm at various times in the game. They have some tremendous habit of just suddenly running 10, 12 points on you in the flash. And we've noticed that last 2 days, a couple of games where they've just, you suddenly looked at the scoreboard and gone, wow, where did those points suddenly come from? Where did it suddenly happen? And it's been very interesting to watch, see how that goes. So for the Opals, I think really it's going to be hugely important for them to get going early, get their rhythm, get into Lauren Jackson low post, let Lauren establish a presence in the game as where the teams are coming to the bench to get their final instructions from the coaches and Donovan and Jan Sterling. Well, and then we'll be fully into it.
Yes, and just looking, the main grandstands here, both sides are absolutely chock-a-block. The sides about three-quarters full, and the corners probably about a quarter full. So a fantastic crowd in here. Lorraine Landon said they're expecting 3,500. And, of course, Coach Graf Will, she was taking the view that anything under five was going to be a disappointment, but I'm sure she's not. The crowd is noisy, and we're about to get underway. Mark Aston and Simon Peters to call Australia versus USA on sportradio.com.au.
So the Australians are out at centre court. It will be Jackson who will be in the jump ball. Lauren will be out there. Jenny Whittle, Belinda Snell, Laura Summerton, Tully Bevilacqua. The Americans are about to come out. Dawn Staley, who probably wouldn't mind being out there playing.
She's got to take those long pants off if she's going to come out and play.
Yeah.
Jacko's got the serious face on. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. I think they really want this one.
Oh, yeah.
Alana Beard, Swin Cash, Tina Thompson, Ruth Riley, Katie Smith, and Jessica Davenport.
No Lisa Leslie, no Cheryl Swoops, but that's still a hell of a lineup that the USA are able to put out there to start with.
It is Riley against Jackson for the jump ball as Thompson joins in. All the slapping of hands are all ready to go. And Jackson with a game face on. It's going to be interesting. Jackson gets up, tips it into the backcourt. Bevilacqua will get first use of it for the Opals then. Playing down to the right. Summerton right wing. Jackson low post. Back for Summerton. Back to Bevilacqua. Left side to Snell. Snell going around a screen from Jackson at the top. Finds Bevilacqua in the corner. Driving across the key. Lost the handle on it as she tried to go around a defensive player. And the USA pick it up off the turnover.
Offensive.
And Beard against Bevilacqua. Beard gets called for the push.
AB and Tully, I'm sure, have gone at it at training like that, and a bit of a wry smile on AB's face there.
Yeah. Don't think America are happy with that call. And Donovan certainly not. Snell gets it on the left wing. Cross court to Sullivan. Summerton. Summerton to Jackson at the top. Left side to Snell. Put it on the floor. Go in the paint. Back to Jackson. Beard watching her. Bevilacqua to Summerton in the right corner. Into Whittle, low post. Turn around. Ooh. Pass off to Jackson. Left alone for a 16-footer. Jackson scores! And the Opals are on the board, 2-0.
Pretty impressive. Talking about the impressive lineup that the USA have got. everyone except Jenny Whittle out there for the Opals is a WNBA player as well.
Yep.
Well, Tully not anymore, but, you know, used to be.
Certainly was last season. Yep. Swing cash, passed down to Smith underneath. Low post, turn around. Travelled.
T-Rabbit.
Yeah, just a little hop there as she was fighting for position with Snelly in defence.
It's going to be a good battle to see AB versus Tully all night.
Snell gets it to bring across centre court. Down the right wing to come back left for Somerton. Somerton going to the baseline, back to Jackson. Cross to Snell, left the lane for three.
Ooh.
Comes back out to her. She gets the rebound, driving inside.
Great
off
work.
The middle for the easy basket.
It's great work from Belinda Snell. She knew the shot was a little long. She chased it down, got the rebound easily.
So Beard brings it back. Riley to Thompson drive. No,
ooh.
Swing cash driving in has been fouled.
No foul. The ball went on the baseline. Jacko came over the top there. Nice swat. But Laura Summerton ended up wrapping it up and just stepping out of bounds.
Cash gets in into Thompson. Turn around on the baseline. Let's long.
Shot.
Summerton with a defensive rebound. She will set up across centre court with it down the right wing. Whittle at the top to Bevilacqua. Left side Snell in the corner. Dribbles back out. Gives it Bevilacqua. Jackson, they just move it around to the right. Summerton driving baseline. Has to pass out to Snell for three from the left corner.
Ooh.
Again, it won't go. Cash got the handle on it, but Jackson manages to disrupt it, and Australia still have it.
Swing cash came out of that contest a little worse for wear, too, shaking their head.
Bevilacqua with it then. The Opals certainly having the better of the opening minutes here. Into Jackson, back out to Snell on the right. Goes inside. Bevilacqua left side to Summerton. Three-pointer from the left corner.
Bang!
Summerton three!
7-0. The Opals couldn't ask for a better start than that.
Nope. Katie Smith driving in against Snell is fouled. She'll be going to the line, I'd say, for a couple of free throws. Blocking foul on Snell.
Coach Donovan just having some advice for AB. Dream start for the Opals. They're going to need to work hard and keep that intensity for the entire game.
Smith at the line makes the first.
So the USA very slow to start, yes, last night against Chinese Taipei, but that necessarily doesn't mean anything. So.
No, they can score bunches in quick time. So Smith makes the first two from the free throw line. It's 7-2 as Whittle has it. Summerton right wing into Jackson low. Post has to chuck it out to Snell at the top. Dribbles around Beard. Goes inside, trying to pass it around the corner. Lost a handle on it. Beard, pass off to Smith. Smith should get the easy layup. It does. Smith 4 points, and it's 7-4 all of a sudden. They're back in the scoring race. Bevilacqua brings it into the front court. Whittle cross to Snell on the left. Whittle in the post, can't get it to it. Jackson gives it to Bevilacqua. Three from the right, blocked by Riley, I think it was, coming across. Bevilacqua inside, picks up the scraps, tries to out the pass. Swin Cash will pick it up on the side, and the USA will try to get it down quickly. Beard down the left wing, taking on Summerton. Pull up on the baseline. Left-handed shot won't go. Riley fighting for the rebound. Jackson wins it from her. Bevilacqua down the left wing to Snell. Back to Bevilacqua. Whittle at the top. Jackson will try the three from the right. A little bit short. Thompson with a defensive rebound. Gives it to Beard. 6:24 here to go in the first quarter as Smith has it on the right wing. Drums around a screen from Thompson. Goes and saves the ball from running out of bounds. Back to Thompson on the right. Baseline jumper. Air ball.
Oh.
And Cash going across can't get it.
That was lucky.
And Whittle, Swin Cash saying Whittle got a touch on it last, but no, Australia have it.
The air ball, and Jenny Whittle did a good job of sort of screening out the defense, but everyone was headed up the floor in the Opals' direction and no one there to pick it up. And in the end, lucky to get it.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Snell has it on the right wing, finds Jackson at the top, left side to Summerton. Bevilacqua on the baseline, back to Summerton, cross to Snell, left the line for three.
Oh!
And she's got to hit him!
Classic Belinda Snell. Katie Smith right in her face there in the end, too.
Yeah, but you can't give her room, though.
Hell no.
Beard down to Smith, a poor pass. Substitution, Candace Parker comes in for Riley. And that's been a pattern. The Riley doesn't seem to stay in more than 3 or 4 minutes at the start, and Candace Parker comes straight in and She is a very dangerous player.
Lady Vol, Candace Parker.
Slam dunk champion against the boys in the NCAAs in 2004, I think it was. Summerton to Jackson, the reach in from Parker.
A bit too eager.
She's got a foul. 10-4 right now, still the Opals controlling the game. Summerton will inbound from the right wing to Bevilacqua. Beard stepping in. And Beard second, is it?
Yeah, both teams playing for keeps. AB wanted that ball and she's gone in hard. Carl Lawson coming on.
Yeah. Beard will sit down and Lawson comes in.
Aaron Phillips coming on for the Opals to replace Tully Bevilacqua.
Phillips gets it off the inbound pass on the right wing. Down at the corner finds Summerton. Comes around a screen from Whittle. Gets it to Jackson at top into Whittle. Turnaround jumper from out front. Swin Cash got a hand in there and blocked the shot. Lawson will bring it down for the USA. Down the right wing, being watched by Phillips. Pass into Parker, going to work against Jackson. Spin move. Shoots over the top, it scores! And it counts. Oh, that's impressive.
Lauren Jackson.
Jackson got her on the arm. Jacko's got a couple of inches on her and... Yeah, that was impressive work from Parker.
She's pretty athletic.
So she'll go to the line for the three-point play, 10-6. Parker makes it. 10-7 then as Phillips brings it down the left wing to Snell. Off to Whittle, right side is Summerton. Summerton being watched by Cash. Comes back to Phillips at the top. Put it on the floor, drive inside. Pass to Whittle, left baseline. Cross court to Jackson on the right. Into Summerton. Good defense from the United States. Is Summerton going to work inside? Little left-handed hooker.
Nice.
Oh. Won't go and tip down and only finds Parker. United States defense making it very hard for the Australians then. Parker gets it high post. He'll hand back off to Smith coming left. Goes around the screen. Drives down the center of the lane. Tries to lay it up. And I think it was more of a desperation heave. But gets the foul out of Summerton.
Her first timeout. We've
got a first timeout called by Jan Sterling. 10-7 right now, and it'll be Smith, I think, going to the line for a couple of free throws when we come back from the timeout. But, yeah, it's already started. This is as good as you want. It's a good contest.
Yeah, this is, like we said, a dream start for the Opals. Out 7-0 there, but... as you know, not unexpected, America are right back in the game very, very quickly. But neither team looking very comfortable at all, which is a good sign. It could be a both teams are playing fantastic defense and not really giving away anything easy. I don't think we've seen too many trips to the basket that haven't been hotly contested. And the good thing from the Opals point of view is Lauren Jackson not being overly dominant yet. She's hit the three. I think she's only got the 3 points. So then she's
Summerton and Snell with the threes right now for the Australians, and that's really been the difference. 10-7, the Australians leading as the Americans are coming back out. Katie Smith will be at the line for a couple of free throws. Holly Grimer is in for Jenny Whittle, and it looks like the same USA sticking with the five that they had there before. So it'll be Smith, Cash and Thompson, Lawson and Parker. As Smith at the line makes the first of the free throws, her fifth point for the game. She had the first four for the United States. She is a shooter, and she has 6 points.
She's a fantastic shooter.
Yeah, actually been very quiet the first couple of games, I thought.
Yeah,
but
she's one of those players. If she decides to get a game on, it's going to be very hard to stop her.
Yeah. Well, Australia turned it over in the front court. Snelly couldn't drag in the pass from Phillips, and the United States get it back as Smith brings it down the left wing. Comes back to centre court. Right side finds Lawson. Looking for Thompson low post. Phillips' hand in there knocks it out.
Great hands from Aaron Phillips.
Of course, they'll be doing battle. Phillips, of course, off to the WNBA this season.
She's been working out too. Phillips looks like an action hero.
Pass into Thompson for an easy layup, and the United States go in front 11-10, and it took him to 3:57. Took him 6 minutes to finally get in front. Snell at the top, left wing to Grimer.
Phillips comes out to the top. Lawson watching her. Phillips does get it, though. Now, Phillips looking to go left. Drives in at the basket. Lays it up and in.
Just opening the lane there for Erin Phillips, and they're going to have to learn that. You give her a glimmer of light between two players, and she'll attack that space.
Thompson got it inside. Couldn't get a shot up. Had to go back out. Lawson to Squincash. Pass off to Thompson. From about the elbow. Can't go, but she has been fouled. And it's Jackson 2 on Jacko.
Crowd's not happy. We couldn't really see it from here, but it's it looked like a lot in it.
And Thompson will be going to the line as Jenny Screen comes in for Snell. Simone Augustus will come in for Swincash.
Number one draft pick. She's off to Minnesota, so she'll be there with Katie Smith. We've got number one and number two here tonight.
Yeah.
And Dexter's going off to
Phoenix.
To Phoenix, so she'll be playing with Snelly. We've got teammates playing up. All happening.
Yep, Thompson makes the first of the free throws. It's the second. No, won't go for Jackson. Picks up the defensive rebound, and Phillips will bring it into the front court. Down the left wing. Looking to set up the play. Jackson in front of it. Goes into the corner for Screen. Now gets it to Jackson. A little bit further out than she'd want to be, but she puts it on the floor. Driving inside. Lost the handle on it. Hoping for a foul. Didn't get it. Lawson dribbles into the front court. Off to Augustus. 8-foot jumper. Won't go. And Thompson ends up with it. She'll stick it back in.
No,
won't go. There's something there. There's a hand in there. Bit of plastic keeping that one out. A couple of shots that looked like they were going in. Jackson, though, back at the other end. Off to Grimer from the right. Had a toe on the line. It's only a two.
Harking back to the old AOS days where Holly loved to throw up the outside shot.
Smith works her way into the front court for the USA. 14-12, the Aussies leading. Thompson, tough shot, ties it up. Fall away jumper over Jackson. Summerton to Grimer. Screen cutting to the basket. She'll have to find someone else to pass it to. Gives it to Summerton on the right wing. Cuts baseline.
Good drive.
Rejected from behind, but Augustus in front, I think, will be called for the foul.
Yeah.
As Jenny Whittle will come back in, and I would expect this would be... Yeah, well, Lauren's already gone. She was quick getting off.
Her quota filled for this quarter.
Yeah, 2:12 to go to quarter time. Summerton at the free throw line then. Summerton makes the first. Her fourth point for the game, leading scorer for the Opals. Katrina Hibbert getting ready to come in. Summerton with the second. Makes them both.
This comes on for Laws.
She will sit down. Hibbert comes in. 5 points for Summerton as she sits down. And the Opals...
WNBA experience.
There's plenty of it, isn't there? She's part of that championship-winning Seattle team. Katrina Hibbert. So Parker gets the ball. She'll dribble into the front court. Cans back off to Lawson. 2 minutes to go till quarter time. Parker gets it from Augustus and hits a nice little turnaround jumper. She got 5 for the game. As Phillips back at the other end. Goes it to Whittle. Whittle, turn around, look at the basket. Will she try and shoot over Parker? No, gives it to Grimer. 10-foot jumper won't go. Lawson with a defensive rebound. And we'll get it into the center, into the front court. Finds Thompson. Thompson looking for Parker, low post.
Lost
it. Hibbert picks it up and dribbles into the front court. Finds Screen, off to Grimer. Phillips a 3 from the right.
Bang.
It's on there.
That was a nice transition from the Opals. They were able to really jump on top of that mistake from Tina Thompson and get Phillips with a wide open look at that 3.
Pushing and shoving going on out there. Smith gets away free to get the ball on the left wing. Parker gets it at the top. Thompson defending. Parker just puts it on the floor, takes it down and shoots.
Can elevate. She's got a hell of a jump shot on her.
Well, if she can win a jump... slam dunk contest against the boys. We shouldn't be too surprised.
She really gets up there on that jump shot.
Hibbert drives inside, pass out the screen to Whittle. Off to Grimer.
put it on the floor against Thompson. Now back for Hibbert from the free throw line. Oh. In and out. Won't go. Thompson with the defensive rebound. 19-18, 27 seconds to go to quarter time. The Opals are leading by one as the Australian, as the USA have the opportunity here to take the lead and just before half quarter time. Thompson to Augustus on the left wing. Parker in low post. They can't get it to her yet. Smith on the right. Driving. Charge. Well, I think we've got two referees that disagree.
US coaches are up there asking for the... The Australian refs called the blocking foul, but the...
Taipei, I think.
No doubt in his mind, he came right over to the bench and called the offensive foul, so that's a huge call. And Donovan wants to know, asking Travis Haslam, why can't you overrule that?
Well, yeah, you think when you got two referees disagreeing, they'd consult a little bit, but there was no consultation there. Australia couldn't score. Australia can't off the last blast. 19-18, it's quarter time. The Opals leading over the USA. And Donovan, I think, wanting to find out from the referees just what's going on. I don't disagree with the referee having a set opinion, but when you got two of them so convinced,
they
at least talk about it.
There didn't look to be any doubt in either of the referees' minds as to who'd committed the foul. Obviously, a difference, but Travis Haslam looked pretty convinced, and the referee from Taipei looked very convinced. So, normally you would see that. You'd see the referees maybe consult each other and have a talk about it, but overall, they're all having a serious chat about it now.
I think so.
Too late.
I think so. And I mean, if he's convinced that's what it was, that's one thing. But yeah, interesting little call there. 19-18 in favour of the Opals. Laura Summerton with five. Erin Phillips with five, the leading scorers for the Opals so far. While the USA, Candace Parker, seven. Katie Smith, six. Tina Thompson, five. And nobody else.
That's a good sign, I think, for the Opals. They've been able to keep the rest of them, particularly in the guard spot, which is probably one spot where the Opals are probably a little bit weaker. I think we could probably match it with the US bigs, but in the guard spot, just the athleticism of players like Beard and Swin Cash, that's an area where they could have an advantage. And for them to have not scored in that first quarter for our defense, certainly Jenny Screen and Erin Phillips on the floor, they do a hell of a job defensively. And Tully Bevilacqua is an amazing defender. So, a fantastic start. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Yep, the USA shooting slightly better, 50% to 41% right now.
Five turnovers for USA, only four for Australia. USA winning the rebounding contest, 9-8, so negligible. But Australia with three, Laura Summerth with two offensive rebounds. So being able to get in there and get the boards against the likes of Thompson and Parker and Davenport, that's a great effort.
Well, the USA will have the ball to start the second quarter. Augustus is out there with Lawson, Parker, Smith and Davenport, who's in for the first time, the big centre. She'll provide quite a presence in the low post as Lawson brings it down the left wing. Gets it to Parker at the top. Off to Smith on the right. Lawson in the corner gets the pass. Looking for Parker. Parker wants to go to work against Grimer. Putting it on the floor. Bevilacqua almost with the steal. Back to Lawson. Lawson three from the right. In and out.
Screen
with a defensive rebound. Gets it to Bevilacqua down the left wing. Hibbert. Bevilacqua to Whittle. Comes back to the left for Bevilacqua. Drives to the baseline, to the free throw line. Can't get a shot off. Pass off to Grimer. Down to Hibbert, low post. Shoot over the top of Augustus. And didn't hit the rim, hit the backboard, but not good enough. Parker brings it back. Oh, almost turned it over. Lawson dribbles away to the left wing. Gets down to Davenport. The basket counts. Now, was that a charge or was that blocking?
I'm not blocking gonna... Katrina Hibbert. All the referees are agreeing on that call.
Well, it's just that it was the same referee that was so convinced the last one was a charge.
Yep.
I think it might have been the square up. Davenport at the line. Can't make the three-point play. We've got a line violation against...
Jenny Whittle.
Was
too,
it Whittle?
Too quick into the
So Davenport will get the second chance. 2019, the US in front. Well, she left that one short. Comes off the front of the rim to Hibbert, who get the defensive rebound. Bevilacqua will bring it into the front court. Goes around a screen from Whittle. Now looking to set up for Hibbert on the left wing. Gets it to her. Augustus defending her. Comes around a screen. Dribbles down the center of the court. Off the screen on the right. Bumps Smith to the ground. Gets into the paint. Shot won't go. Augustus and Whittle competing for it. Reimer ended up with it. Hibbert three from the right. Ooh. Won't go. And Parker inside. But Jenny screen. That's a huge effort.
She is a menace in there at the moment. She's really causing the USA some headaches.
Came up with the offensive board.
She that's has the way that Screeny plays. She's only got one speed, and it's about fifth gear at about 200 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, and just took a tumble, but she's up. Grimer off to Bevilacqua on the right wing. Bevilacqua looking to drive baseline. Can't. Back for Whittle from about the three-point line. Shot won't go. Parker defensive rebound, and she'll bring it down into the front court. Driven to drive straight at the basket. Lay it in. It's the defense just lost track of her.
Communication there from the Opals.
Parker with 9 points. It's 22-19 in favour of the USA. Jackson and Summerton getting ready to come back in. As Screen gets it on the left wing. Down to Whittle low post. Across the paint. The
there
hook
it
shot.
Is. Oh.
Oh, won't go. Davenport gets a defensive rebound. Off to Lawson.
Our beloved Whittle hook.
Yep. Don't know why more players don't use it.
No.
Augustus gets it on the right wing. Parker sets up at the top. Being guarded by Whittle. She'll take her on. Drive to the baseline. Left hook. Oh. And it goes. 11 for Parker. They're going to need to try and do something with her. And the trouble is with Jackson coming back in, she's only got two fouls as well, which she's going to have to play it a little bit careful for a while.
Yeah, Parker's just a bit too athletic, I think, for either Grimer or Whittle. A bit too quick.
Screen with the ball. Back to Hibbert into Whittle. Low post. Turn around, shoot over the top of Smith. Left it short. Smith gets the defensive rebound. Three on two. Finds Augustus on the right. Driving in. And this time he's calling that one a charge. I cannot believe. That's a shocker. There is no way Jenny Screen was back in position.
Certainly very late. A very late step across from Whittle. From Screen, sorry. So.
And we got a timeout, do we? Yep.
Ooh, well, it's high drama. It's all happening.
Well, that was a bad call that time.
Yeah, certainly.
There is no way. She, Augusta's driving at the basket. She had the position.
Whittle's Jenny Screen is quite quick, but yeah, I agree. I think she got across a little bit late then. And, well, it's not gonna affect them that much. I don't think a couple of dodgy calls or. You know, calls going against them. I'm sure that happens week in, week out, night in, night out during the WNBA. So,
yeah. Well, they knew they were coming into hostile territory.
That's right. They're playing on the road. It's a road trip. So, even if it's not an Australian referee, it makes it even better, I guess.
Yeah. We're going to have a heap of changes. Both sides making changes. I think the USA got about three coming in. So we'll wait and see who they are. The US, the Aussies have got a couple coming in as well. So we'll wait and see if they come back out from the timeout. It will be Summerton, Hibbert, Jackson, Snell and Bevilacqua for the Opals. As the basketballs are getting chucked into the crowd. We have Pondexter, Augustus, the 2-1 pick. Kristen is in for the first time. Tina Thompson's back in and Davenport. And I think Davenport's the only one that was out there before. Oh, yeah. No, Augustus, yep. So Bevilacqua will bring it into the front court for the Australians. Down the left wing she comes. USA up by 5, 24-19. Summerton looking to drive inside. Left-handed hook blocked by Davenport. Ball on the ground, jump ball. And it's Opal's ball. The arrow pointing the Opal's way. And
Tina Thompson doesn't know who she should be guarding, I think.
She's yeah, the confusion.
She got Summerton.
Quick, get the ball in.
She got Jackson.
Hibbert inbound to Jackson. Shoots it straight away. Yeah. And a three! Five for Jacko.
2-point game, USA 24, Opals 22.
Pondexter brings it into the front court then. Pondexter dribbling with it as Augusta steps out to get it. Goes around a screen, puts it on the floor from our front, shoots, won't go. Davenport keeps it alive to Augusta to centre court. Pondexter has it knocked into the back court by Bevilacqua. 19 seconds on the shot clock, so plenty of time. Brings it back in. Thompson at the elbow on the left, drives across to the right, shoots, passes over the top of Jackson to Davenport. Ooh. She's fouled in the act of shooting.
It's a little bit of a chop
by Summerton. That's two on Summerton.
She fouled out of last night's game against China, but
little surprise she was. She thought she had had three.
Yeah, yeah. No, they definitely called them on her, but some of them were a little questionable on last night's game as well. A bit soft.
They were calling them. Oh. They were really tough on him last night. Davenport then goes to the free throw line. This time she makes the first. Had two chances last time to finish off a three-point play and missed them both. Davenport. Second one won't go. Jackson gets the defensive rebound and Bevilacqua will bring it down court. Going out to the right wing. Finds Hibbert on the right. Goes inside to Jackson. Takes on Thompson, shoot, left it short. Thompson stays there and gets a defensive rebound. And she'll dribble it down court. No, give it to Pondexter to get it across centre court. Just in time. 16 seconds was coming up on the clock. On the left wing, goes to Thompson at the elbow, dribbles away to the right again. Goes to Davenport. Davenport backing in against Jackson. And,
oh, man.
That three on Jackson.
Well, they might have got some...
No, 12. Call on 12.
And Belinda Snell? Must have been off the ball.
I didn't see Snell in there, but that's good for Australia and good for Jackson.
Yeah, I thought, gee, that's a very hard call on Jacko. I thought she played good D there against Pauka. Sorry, against Davenport.
Yeah, so Davenport goes to the line again. Misses the first. 25-22, 5:24 to go till half time. This is a battle. She makes the second. Davenport, four for the game. And there's still some confusion over who's defending who because Augustus and Pondexter were discussing who was looking after Snelly. Neither one knew. Jackson gets the ball at the free throw line, calling Phillips across. Gets it to her. Driving in at the basket. Good defense from.
Yep. Oh, that was a good call.
Kristen.
He's just called a technical foul.
Has he or not?
Yeah, called that. Yeah. No, he hasn't in the end.
Well, I'm not sure if he did in the end. It's a shooting foul with two. I don't think it is a technical.
No, he called the original foul.
He did make the... motion at her though.
Yep, I think he was about to. And if
it is a now, hold on, there's confusion right now between the referees themselves.
Yeah.
It's on the shot.
He's Katie Smith there yelling over that it was a warning and he was showing her the signal, but he's warned her and then shown her the signal, so he didn't actually call the T. But he just wanted to make it clear that that's what he was warning her about. So.
Phillips at the line makes the first of the free throws.
Very good of him to give that warning.
Just confused a lot of people. But anyway, she misses the second but ends up with a rebound. And Australia can try and, well, close this gap. It's still three in favour of the United States, 26-23. Snell with it on the left wing, down to Bevilacqua. Shoots along the baseline for three, won't go. Thompson defensive rebound. And gets it off to Pondexter in the front court. Smith on the right wing. Pull up the three.
No,
won't go. Davenport taps it out to Pondexter and they'll set up the play. Goes into Thompson at the elbow. She gets it there a lot. Goes down inside to Davenport. Turnaround hook shot from her. Won't go. Jackson defensive rebound to Bevilacqua. Quickly down court.
Lauren's doing a good job on Davenport.
Yep. She's got two fouls, so she needs to play it very smart.
Yep.
Phillips losing Jackson as a screen. Goes back to the right. Looking to drive baseline. Pass off to Summerton from right out front. And misses, unfortunately, for the Opals.
It's a nice little play, though.
Pondexter brings it down. Finds Kristen on the left wing. Kristen back to Pondexter into Davenport, across to Smith on the right. Snelly watching her. Now it's to Thompson, driving down the centre of the lane.
Oh, called it. Well, that's Phillips. Lucky.
That well, they called lucky it on Phillips.
Yeah, I would not have called that on Phillips. I would have called it on Jacko. So we'll take it.
And that's the second time.
Yep.
Second time Lauren's been very lucky. She's going to sit down and Grimer comes back in for her. And Sam Richards is coming for Bevilacqua. But it will be putting Tina Thompson at the line for a couple of free throws.
And that was a big mismatch they had there with Thompson being defended by Phillips. So
Tina Thompson makes the first. 6 points for her for the game. Still 3 minutes and 50 seconds till halftime. Crowd getting their money's worth tonight. Thompson with seven.
5 point game.
And Richards it is, it'll bring it up, and it's thumbs down. The play as she gets it to Phillips on the left wing. Back for Grimer, right side to Snell. Back to Grimer, left side Phillips. Phillips comes to Summerton at the top. Passes into Grimer, low post, back to Summerton. Puts it on the floor, drives inside. Left-handed lab won't go.
Phillips with the rebound.
Yep, they're doing a good job
just
on the
chased it
boards.
Down, yeah, they're doing fantastic work.
Phillips going to work against Kristen, drives around a screen. On the right corner, Richards for three.
Yes!
Sam Richards. Richards.
This is a trying time for the Opals. You've got no Jackson, no Whittle.
But it's 28-26 in favour of the USA, so they're staying with them.
Yep.
Pondexter works her way to the right wing. Back for Smith at the top. Goes to Pondexter. Thompson looking for position. Pondexter drives around, a pass back for Thompson. 3 seconds, foul. Foul called on Summerton, is it? That's three on Summerton.
That's not good.
So I think she'll be out of there pretty good, as soon as they can get her out.
A bit lucky there. We saw Pondexter on the drive. She probably should have, I would have taken that shot, that short
sort of
3 foot jump shot over the top of Richards, and she's just dumped it down to Tina Thompson. Yeah.
USA making a change. Kristen comes out and Jackson's back in as well with Summerton, of course. With that third foul. So Jacko back in, 2:49 till half time. Thompson at the line for two.
Jacko had to go off to buy a lottery ticket after those couple of calls. Would have put her on four fouls. So.
The 21 million lottery was last week, wasn't it? 18 winners or something, they only got a million each. Poor people.
I don't think Jacko didn't miss a million each.
Thompson makes both the free throws, 30-26 then. Richards into the front court, down the center, dribbles off to the left. I'm going to come back to Jackson. Oh, inside.
Nice
Jackson
pass.
Layup won't go for her. And Parker with the defensive rebound, gets it into the front court. Lawson can't control it.
That's hustle from Phillips. Phillips came up and played some tough defense on Parker there and forced the bad pass. Jan Sterling wants to call timeout.
And have a chat about it. Well, 4 point lead right now for the USA. We've got a contest right through. And the Aussies are doing everything they can.
Yeah, they certainly haven't busted out to any sort of serious lead. So we've got a huge countdown happening. I'm not sure what that's about. But Australia are doing a great job. The question is staying with them for the whole 40 minutes. They've got to keep up this intensity right until the final bell. So, you know, we've certainly got the players and the personnel to do it. No one in the US team really in foul trouble. Summerton with three. We've got Snell with two and Jackson with two for the Opals. But, very doable. Very, very within reach. And I guess that's a thing. They're just going to keep going through their sets. Looking at the way, looking at their transition, particularly in our transition when America doesn't score, we're pushing it up the floor really well and getting open looks at the baskets. So just keep a lid on it, try not to get too excited. It's hard, you know, it's a gold medal game all over again. So, but yep
that it is. As the Aussies are back out, ready to get started here. We've got 2.5 minutes left till half time. It'll be Phillips Richards, Jackson, Grimer, and Snelly. Smith, Pondexter, Parker, Thompson, and Cara Lawson.
No Alana Beard this quarter so far with 2 minutes 27 left.
Yeah, she had those two fouls early. Jackson gets it on the right wing, puts it on the floor. Driving in the paint against Thompson, and Thompson will be called for the foul. Just have to wait, actually. We should be careful on who we...
Yeah, we're not going to take anything off our eyes tonight. We'll wait for the official call.
So Jackson will go to the line then for a couple of free throws. He's got five already tonight.
Bang.
And makes the first. Six for Jacko. And looking for number seven for the night.
Money. 28 plays, 30.
And Lawson gets it in the backcourt. They put some full court pressure on. Pass down to Thompson in the front court. Hands off from Parker to Pondexter to set up the play. Left wing finds Smith for three. In and out and trying to save it. She does.
Oh, wow.
And they end up with it. Lawson down to Parker. And she'll get the easy lay-in. Just a bit of luck there, but good work from Smith to keep that
Absolutely.
One alive.
Katie Smith should be picking up the 2 points there. That was a fantastic effort.
I hope she gets the assist for it, perhaps. As the pass into Jackson, cutting into the basket, scores.
Layup. Still what Australia does defensively there, that the zone they were in that last trip down the floor didn't look very solid.
Thompson driving in against Jackson, has to turn around. Oh, hits a tough fall-away jumper. 11 for Thompson. Jackson did everything she could there. Richards brings it back into the front court. Snell across to Jackson at the top. Gives it to Phillips. Minute 20 till halftime. Snell on the left wing. Down into Grimer, into Jackson, low post. Shoot over the top of Thompson.
Oh, man.
That's her money shot.
We got a game happening down there within the game. We got Jackson versus Thompson at both ends of the floor. And I mean, Tina Thompson is probably the most experienced and decorated player in this USA team. Just a few WNBA championships.
Yeah, played with some Houston Comet team. And they win about four in a row or something or other.
Oh, I can't remember. It was a while ago. But I wonder if she's got a chance to meet a new teammate, Renee Camino, who got drafted by Houston at the draft. I think Renee's for a bit of a chat, dinner or something. That's a huge...
Yeah, I don't know if it's Renee around. Where is she?
We did see her last night. She was sitting in the crowd last night. And I think she's up there again tonight, back up in the corner there. That's where she was sitting last night. But
that is her sitting up there.
Fantastic opportunity for her. Of course, the sad news for Capitals fans that she's signed with Townsville. But plenty of other fish in the sea and plenty of other good talent out there before the beginning of the WNBL season. So the USA team coming back now. We've got four people. Smith, Thompson, Parker, and Cara Lawson.
On the corner.
For Australia, we've got Holly Grimer, Lauren Jackson, Belinda Snell, Sam Richards, and Aaron Phillips. So no changes from that timeout. We've got a minute and seven left in this second quarter.
As Pondexter brings it into the front court. Gets it into Thompson at the elbow. Dribbles off to the left. Goes into Parker. Takes on Jackson. And scores.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Jacko,
well, the trouble with Jackson is she does not want another foul before halftime.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you give away 2, 4, 6 points before you want to pick up another foul on Jacko. The way we're running our offense at the moment, we've got no trouble scoring. So.
Yep. Phillips with the ball at the top, looking to go to work. Down to Grimer.
Great pass.
Tough work.
And the foul.
Thompson with a reach in.
Erin Phillips has really come of age. She is not out of her depth at all playing against the best women's team in the world out there. She's doing a great job of distributing the ball. Thompson picks up her second.
And she'll come out, I'd say, and Davenport will come back in.
Jenny Whittle.
Yeah, Whittle's coming in for Jackson, so probably 33 both, seconds. Wise decision.
Both coaches with the same thought. We don't want Jackson / Thompson picking up their third fouls in garbage time in this second quarter.
So Grimer at the line then. Misses the... Did she make the first or?
No.
Mr. Mustin Bow.
Made the basket, awesome. But didn't get the bonus.
Yeah, made the basket, that's right. Missed the bonus. Smith on the left wing into Parker. 18 seconds on the game clock. Parker, turnaround jumper. Left that one. No.
Oh,
I thought that was short.
Shooter's touch.
17 for the half.
Wow.
From Parker. 38-34, 5 seconds left. As Richards looks to go to work, getting inside, lost the handle on it, loses it to Davenport, can't get a shot up, and that's halftime. And at halftime, the United States have got a four-point lead, but that's all it is. 38-34, and that is really a big surprise. It's been very, very close, and it's been a great game and a great start here at the start. Been a great first half. Candace Parker from the United States, a standout with a 17 points. Didn't start, comes off the bench, and absolutely brilliant. Tina Thompson, 11 points. Katie Smith with 6. Jess Davenport with 4. And they are the only 4 players that have scored for the United States. So they've done really well in that respect. While for Australia, Lauren Jackson, 11, is the leading scorer, as we would expect, and did score some late points there. And Erin Phillips had 6. Laura Summerton was 5. Holly Grimer, 4. Belinda Snell, 3. Jenny Whittle with 2. The scorers, and Sam Richards with a 3 as well for the Australians, the Opals, as they trail by 4 at half time. But boy, we've had a real contest, and that's been a great game.
It has been everything we expected and more because, the physicality, I'm going to use the word, the physicality of the game has been absolutely first class, and the skills from both sides have been right up there. It's been built up all week as the game to watch, and it has certainly proven to be that indeed. Looking at some of the other stats, the rebound count, 21-17 in favor of the USA, and assists for Australia, 10 assists to 3. That is a great result. But Rene Camino is going to join us here at halftime, and we welcome back Rene to the sportradio.com.au microphone. Rene Camino, the hottest property in the Price Attack WNBL, announced that she's going to Townsville. And watching these games, just licking your lips, you can't get back out on the court soon enough, I'd imagine.
Yeah, no, it's getting to the end, towards the end. It's been 7.5 months, and they reckon in about six more weeks' time we're back playing, so it's all very exciting and definitely itching to get back out there.
Well, you've had your taste of assistant coaching, so you know what you've got to look forward to in about 15, 20 years' time.
I don't know about that, but no. Nah.
All in all, you're still with the AIS because you're getting ready for what should be an exciting World Championships for you at Sapphires.
Yeah, definitely. I'll be staying here till August and finishing up my rehab, which is... The Institute's just been unbelievable for that. And, it's all pretty exciting with the Sapphires coming up and getting back with the old group of girls that we played the last World Championships and hopefully doing a lot better than seventh.
It is interesting times because, your old club, the AIS, are going through a fairly big change of personnel, and that will be sort of Dean Kinsman's first real team because he sort of inherited Brownie's team that he selected. So this will be interesting for Dean to see how he's going to develop Australian basketball through the junior ranks, through the opening ranks to international basketball anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really exciting for Dean because, as you said, he had Brownie's old group, and this year he started all fresh, and all the girls that are in it, 12 great girls, have all got talent, and we've played Japan teams this week, and there's not one weak link. You can sub in, you can get anything from anyone. I think Dean's doing a great job. He's changed the program around in good ways, I think, and I think the AIS is heading forward, and there's lots and lots of talent, and there's plenty of bigs going around, and that's definitely our strength, which is usually really rare.
Yes, it has been years when you've had point guards playing bigs because of injuries and the like, so to know that you've got a few there available is going to be great news. But let's talk about Townsville for a moment, and going up there, as I said, probably every club was probably talking to you. Maybe Perth didn't have an opportunity there, but probably every other club did have a chance of snaring it.
I think it was probably the hardest decision I ever had to make, and it took a lot out of me for a little while, but I pretty much in the end I narrowed it down to Adelaide, Canberra and Townsville, and those three was really, really hard to choose. But I think, I guess at the end of the day, I thought I could see myself living in Townsville, and I'd lived in Canberra for 2.5 years, and I just thought that I fit the lifestyle and the team up there really well.
It is a interesting program. It's one of the most professional in the Price Attack WNBL. Their front office, since they came into the competition, has really hit the ground running with a promotional and sort of game day. I think they've got 100 and something volunteers that turn up on game day.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. So that's pretty impressive, the amount of support they have up there, which just makes an unbelievable atmosphere, which is, as a player, it'd be great to play in front of.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the rehab and how that's been building up. When do you actually get to have your first game back?
I'll be playing my first game with the AIS. They have, I think we're going to head down to Melbourne and play some C-ball teams, then head up to Sydney and play some ABA teams. So when we do that, that'll be it. That'll be my first hit out.
Okay, so you're itching at it. I can see just you're looking like you're ready to go as well. What about this game tonight? What have you thought?
I thought it's pretty impressive, especially to watch the US team and the Australian. The Opals is great to watch, and I think it's just so exciting that I've, had the opportunity to watch here in my backyard. So I'm very much enjoying the game and looking forward to the second half.
Now, you're also going over to America as well in the near future.
Yeah, that's all been pretty exciting. A big, big shock to me, but it's been a crazy couple of days, but I'm really excited for it all to happen.
How does it come about? How do you get yourself into the draft? And for going the way a lot of the AIS graduates have gone by not going into the college system?
Well, I had no idea I was even drafted. I had no idea the draft was even taking place. I definitely didn't enter myself. And I woke up on Thursday morning to these phone calls. I'm like, what's going on here? And a couple of people rang to say congratulations. And I thought they were talking about signing with Townsville. And it turned out it was a bit bigger than that.
How does your manager put you in that situation?
Pardon?
How does your manager get you into that situation?
He had no idea as well, because as far as we were concerned, I was ineligible because I'd only played one season professional in Australia. So, he was shocked just as much as I was.
Okay, so going to Houston, I know the coach of Houston is a big fan of Australian basketball, and obviously he's seen something in you that he wants to get into his program, but what do you know about it?
Not much. Every day people tell me different things, so I guess I'm just learning, but no, I don't really know that much about it. I know some of the players, heard of some of the players, and the coach, and I just think it's all really exciting, but no, I don't really know that much about it.
I haven't got the media guide with me, but is there any teammates or future teammates out there tonight?
I think there's, Tina Thompson and Dawn Staley on the bench, and I think one of the others, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, Renee, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. We won't be able to talk to you as often when you're up in Townsville, but it's been a pleasure to catch up with you again tonight.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
All the best to Renee Camino here joining us on sportradio.com.au. At halftime, the USA lead Australia by 4. It's 38-34. And I can see Kerry Graff over there. Hopefully Graffy's going to come over and join us now. You want to be interviewed by Graffy? She'll just ask you, why'd you go to Townsville? As Graffy moves into position, what a fantastic game we're watching here. It's been everything that you've been telling us it would be and more.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. Like, the Opals are right in the thick of it. You know, a four-point ball game, some great one-on-one contests, some great D. The contest with Candace Parker and Lauren Jackson down low at times has been sensational. You know, I think Jenny Whittle struggled to defend her, but, you know, Holly Grimer did a reasonable job at times, but Candace Parker's leading the way for the US right now. She's an absolute sensation. I'm impressed with some of the young Opals. I think Aaron Phillips has stepped up. Sammy Richards comes in and hits that massive three. I think Jen Screen's been a real impressive piece. This is going down to the wire. This is going to be, it's going to go all the way to the last shot, I reckon.
Well, Grappy, you've been spruiking this whole series for the few weeks now, and the big game starts, and two of your girls are running into each other, getting fouls called, the crowd's going wild, the USA bench is up inside the first 30 seconds, thanks. None of your doing there?
Mate, if I could script it that well, I'd take some credit, but, I mean, you can't. That's just, Tully and AB obviously going at it head-to-head, a couple, an offensive foul and almost steal. I mean, that's what we said about this game. There's so many, little stories amongst it. Ann Donovan coaching Lauren, Tully Bevilacqua, Jenny Whittle, who else? Summerton, Phillips, Snell, all have played. Whittle have all played or are playing in the WNBA.
When you look at it, Laura sitting on the three fouls at the moment, and she's been foul prone right throughout her career, but at the AIS she just seemed to be able to get fouled out all too often. What does she have to do to her game to sort of stop that bad trait?
You know, I think partly it's habit, and then it's learning to use your body smarter. You know, like she gets cheap sort of touching fouls because I don't think she asserts herself on the game enough, and so then it's easy for the referees to call it. You know, I think, look, I've been impressed with the inside shots she's got. They just haven't dropped for her. You know, she's had some great little two-footer and three-footer shots, but they just haven't gone for her. So, you know, she can knock a couple of those in the second half. I think that'll be a big plus for the Opals.
And Holly again getting good minutes. Harley showing the class, and hard to believe Harley had retired.
I mean, absolutely. Jenny Whittle should have been on that last Olympic team. I mean, and we see now, I mean, look, the USA is not the best matchup for Jenny Whittle. We all know that, but she can help you win an Olympic medal by playing big minutes against the Asians, against the Euros, and allowing you to rest players like Jackson and Bakovic. You know, the matchups in this game, Davenport's a great matchup for her, but, you know, to ask her to try and guard a Fowles type or a Thompson or a, you know, she can guard Riley, but some of those other matchups just don't suit her body type, and that's where someone like Holly Grimer has to step up, and I think at times she has.
And, well, we're all waiting for the big hook from Harley. She almost got it away there early, but the crowd's going to go wild when that one goes off.
Yeah, they are. I mean, obviously, you know, everyone's here to support Australia, but certainly the Canberrans know who the Capitals are. You know, AB got a great cheer when they introduced her. Clearly the Capitals fans are, you know, are rooting for Tully and Lauren and Jenny Whittle. And, you know, I mean, they're here as Australian Opals fans, but they're here because they love the Capitals as well, which is a plus.
Yeah, well, we hope to be seeing crowds like this right throughout season 2006-2007.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on your work with Basketball Australia, and we'll let you get going now. Nat Porter wants to come and have a talk to us.
Great.
As well.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. As Kerry Graff moves out, and Nat Porter slips into the chair.
How you going?
Not too bad, but obviously it's disappointing being out injured when you see a crowd like this and a game against the USA so close.
Yeah, I know. It's been a brilliant game. Just the atmosphere and everything, you know, it makes you want to get out of the court, but that's all right, they're going good.
They are indeed, and when you look at how these two teams are matching up at the moment, it is so even in every position.
Yeah, no, it is. Parker, she's amazing, she's a really good talent. The girls are going really well, and hopefully that they can hold them here in the third quarter. Continue, you know, going well.
What have you thought of Augustus there, the number one draft pick in the WNBA, and coming out here and just really putting it on the floor?
Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, she could go coast to coast. And I was telling her to throw down a dunk before. But she's some amazing talent, and yeah, definitely one to watch in the future.
Right. What about for yourself? What's your rehab and prognosis?
Yeah, basically, obviously I had two reconstructions before last season. I was pretty much got straight back on court for the season last year, and I really want to set myself up so I can come back and have a good WNBL season and you know, look towards Beijing Olympics and just be good to go. I don't want to, you know, push everything into only a few months and like I have done before, and I really would like to do my rehab properly, and that's basically where I am at the moment.
I know you're here with Karen, who's also having a look. Probably, yeah. You've got to be careful because Cheryl's written down every play, so her book's got another foot taller, but you know, you don't want Karen making those playbooks too big.
No, that's right, I know. I told her, let's recruit the number one draft pick. How can we get her to Sydney? But no, we're both enjoying the game.
On a serious side, your team, the Sydney Flames, Sydney Uni Flames, one big concern for everyone is VSU. And what effects that's going to have, not only on the women's basketball program, but on the whole student union program.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we haven't seen the effects yet. It doesn't come into until semester two. There's obviously been a lot of protesting on campus and everything. And basically what it means is for most students, they're going to have to start paying for gym memberships and that type of thing. But, you know, as far as the Flames are going, we've still got the full support of the university, which is great.
Yeah, and of course... Well,
and GET as well. Going to pop them in there. They've been great.
Yes, GET Travel. They got you down here to Canberra, didn't they?
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, Matt, a pleasure to catch up with you. All the best with the rehab. And... in between rehab and, I guess, studies.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
How's that all going?
Yeah, no, it's going good, and I've just got a new job, actually, so I'm full-time with that. So.
Oh, okay.
Very busy, busy, busy.
All the best, and thanks for coming and joining us here once again. Half-time just about over. Nat Porter making her way back to the stands as we get set for what will be a very exciting second half. Mark Aston has had a time or a moment now to get his breath back and compose his thoughts as, well, we get set for Australia versus USA. They lead by four, the US, 38 plays 34.
Thanks, Craig, and Simon will put on the headphones. We'll be back into it in any second now. 25 seconds on the clock to end halftime, and we'll be right into it, continuing on, hopefully, in the same vein that we saw in the first half. 38 to 34, and as we said, Lauren Jackson did come into it a little bit later in the quarter there and got some easy baskets. Alana Baird will start for the second half for the USA. USA will have the ball. It'll be Smith, Swincash, Riley, and Thompson back to their starting lineup. And Australia will have Bevilacqua, Whittle, Jackson, Snell, and Summerton.
Well, a 7-0 start like we had in the first quarter would be very handy right about now.
I think this crowd would go totally wild if, if we could get that again. So Cash inbounds to Baird, and Baird will start it for the US. As Bevilacqua watching her, sticks out a foot and kicks it out of bounds.
Reset the 24.
They do know each other. Baird plays, I think, with Washington Mystics. And Tully's played for a few teams over there, but they haven't played together over there, but they have played here. Baird now on the left wing, back for Cash. Down to Thompson. Jackson knocks it away. Cash picks it up again. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Cash goes to work inside. Spinning in the lane. Throws it out towards Thompson. 3 seconds on the shot clock. She has to shoot along the baseline. Won't go, but Riley inside has it stolen away by Bevilacqua. She tried to put it back up and in. Riley thought she had an easy layup.
And she turned around and had a big Jen Whittle right on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Nothing easy about laying up through there.
But it was Tully that came in. Smith with a shot from the right wing won't go for her. And Snell with a defensive rebound. Australia can tie it and close the gap. Summerton down underneath has to chuck it back out to Bevilacqua on the left wing. Jackson at the top. Snell on the right wing. Whittle in front of her. Snell comes back to Bevilacqua to Summerton on the left wing. Left alone for three. Won't go. Thompson defensive rebound. And Baird will bring it back into the front court. Now dribbles away to the right wing. Smith in front of her. Comes back to Thompson at the top. Left side is Cash. Thompson sets up high post. Takes it against Jackson. Taking it in at the basket. Jackson knocks it out of bounds. Put a block down for Jackson on that one. And the United States, though, will still have it under their offensive basket.
6 on the clock.
Cash inbound pass to Smith. Three-pointer from the right. A little bit long. Now with the defensive rebound, dribble straight into the front court. Back for Whittle at the free throw line. Pass down to Summerton baseline. Gets it back to Snell, to Jackson. Now into Whittle, low post. Bevilacqua on the cut along the baseline. Ooh. Passes out to Snell. 10 seconds on the shot clock. And a charge against Snelly for dropping the shoulder into Smith, according to referee.
That'll be her third.
Third on Snelly, yeah. And Summerton with 3 as well.
A minute and a half, no score.
No, it's a defensive battle in there, as we saw all through that first half. 38-34, still the score. USA leading as Baird comes down the left wing. Riley to Smith on the right wing. Into Cash in the corner. Back to Riley. Putting it on the floor, going between a couple of players.
And that could be
one of them's four. And it's Summerton who's got the 4. Because Snelly was the other one there, so either one of them was going to be the one with 4. So Summerton's 4th, and not a good one with 2 minutes still.
Holly Grover? No, they're bringing on Jenny Scream.
Yeah, well, she did play
well.
The
way she's
Thompson,
been rebounding, yeah,
shot
absolutely.
Shot go.
It's a good option.
And Jackson with a defensive rebound outlet pass to Bevilacqua.
Still no score.
No. As Bevilacqua gets it to Snell at the top of the key. Hands off to Jackson for 3 from the top.
Bang.
And it's all net. 20 points for Lauren Jackson. No, sorry, for 14.
And we've got a 1-point ball game. Candace Parker coming back on, as you would, 17 points in the first half.
Yep, Riley is gone. Parker's back in. Screen is in for Summerton. and the USA will have the ball on the right wing. There's good defense pressure from Bevilacqua. She's giving Beard a real test out. Beard gets it down to Cash. Dribbles away to the left. Down the center of the lane at the free throw line. Bumps Snelly to the ground. Nothing caught. They get the offensive board. Thompson from the top for three. In and out.
Great
Smith
rebound.
Coming in, grabs the rebound, and screen will be called for the rebounding foul. For the USA ball.
That was a huge rebound from Katie Smith. Just elevated and wrapped it up. Probably 6.5, 7 feet above the floor.
We've had 1 3-pointer from Jackson in about 3 minutes here at the start of the quarter. Thompson chucks it out to Smith at the top. Down to Parker. Low post against Whittle. Backing in against her. Shoots over the top.
Oh,
Parker.
Man.
17-19 for the game.
She is a star of the future for sure.
She's still at college. It's frightening thought. Frightening thought. Screen on the left wing. To Whittle. Cross to Jackson on the right. Back to Whittle at the top. Screens on the left wing. On the right, she finds Bevilacqua. Goes around. Tries to. Beard keeping her along the baseline. Chucks it out. Jackson for three from the...
Oh, yeah!
Oh, wow.
With the buzzer beater.
17 for Lauren Jackson. And 2 threes to start it for the quarter. And her Seattle coach not happy. Cash driving in the lane. Pass out to Thompson. Along the baseline. Ooh. The Temple jumper won't go. Gets her own rebound, though. And chucks it out to Beard to set up another play. Smith on the right wing, down to Parker, taking Whittle on. Shoots over the top of her. This one won't go. Bounced over the top. People on the ground, but Snell ends up with a defensive rebound and brings it into the front court. It's 40-all. It's all tied up with 6 minutes and 6 seconds to go to three-quarter time. As Bevilacqua finds Jackson low post against Thompson. Pass out to screen. She'll put up a three from the left. Left it short. And Thompson tips it down to Smith. Give it to Beard and get into the front court.
Thompson's looking tired. Last couple of shots have been short.
She's been working hard, I suppose, defensively and offensively. Pass towards...
Oh, no.
Parker went down with her ankle.
Grabbing her ankle. Oh, you hate to see that.
Yep, she is hurting. She actually had knee operations on both knees, which has kept her out. That's why she hasn't actually graduated out of college yet. And but that was the ankle. So
she's not screaming or doesn't look in severe pain. So hopefully it's just a bad roll. But unfortunately, could see the end of her in this game. Never know.
Well, they're helping her up so that she can try putting some weight and see what it's like.
Right.
She's walking on her own. They might take her out. They haven't decided yet. They are. Davenport's going to come in.
Give her a breather.
Davenport did play well in the first half when she was in, so.
She's a big girl.
Is she ever?
Not too many people make Jenny Whittle look normal and even skinny.
So Australia have it then in the backcourt. Phillips brings it across centre court. Driving it towards the basket. Back for screen for three.
Better shot this time. On
that.
Three threes for the Opals.
Well,
start out this quarter.
If you can't get them inside and the outside works in.
Whatever works.
Cash on the right wing for the US. Back to Beard. Beard looking to go to work. Finds Smith coming around a screen on the left wing. Back for Beard. It's 5 seconds on the shot clock. Beard for three. Won't go, and there's no one there for the US, so Phillips gets an easy defensive rebound. Long pass in towards Whittle to Grimer. Fouled by Davenport. Grimer will go to the line.
Phillips is just dropping those passes into the post with pinpoint precision. We didn't get our 7-0 start, but we got a 9-2 start, so we'll take that just as well.
Yep. It's almost the same. So Grimer then going to the line is... She must have taken Jackson's place. There were a few substitutions we missed. Misses the first free throw, though. Grimer with 4 points already tonight.
Ooh.
And misses them both. Thompson picks it up. Outlet pass to Smith. 2-on-2. off to Cash. She'll wait for some support. Goes into Davenport for easy layup.
Breakdown in the defensive assignments there for the Opals. They've got to get on top of that. You can't leave Davenport under the basket.
Yeah,
with no
she's
one
just
on
too
it.
Fast down court for Jenny. Worst screen cut to the basket. They couldn't get the pass to her. Yeah. Cash almost with a steal. Phillips picked it up on the left wing. Phillips going to work now. Driving it inside. Whittle three from the right.
Bang! The Opals are on fire from outside. They just are throwing them up like they're 10-foot jump shots. Still!
Oh. With a steal. Drives in the paint. Oh! Shot won't go. And Beard's been called for the blocking foul. Three on Beard.
Her third.
Timeout called by...
I bet.
by the USA. It's 46-42 in favour of the Opals. And it's all coming from three-pointers.
It's all
What's
happening.
Going on?
They just have not looked like missing any of the outside shots in this quarter, but having the luxury at the moment, having Lauren Jackson sit down. So Jacinta Hamilton is subbing in after this timeout. Aaron Phillips is doing a great job at just distributing to the bigs. We mentioned earlier that Tina Thompson's looking a little tired. In unfortunate circumstances, Marcus not out there. So while things are going in your favor, you just keep taking it to them. Try to build out this lead. It's 4 points now. Keep opening it out. Could be the nine.
It could be. It's 46-42. Three-pointers right now doing the job, and everyone's doing it. Jenny Screen, Lauren Jackson, Jenny Whittle. They're coming from everywhere.
Good thing about what's going on now with the Opals is that they can now start to look at that inside play, because America are going to be super conscious of the outside shot. Might be starting to overcommit on defense, and then we might find ourselves with a couple of our girls under the basket like America have been on one or two occasions. So we've got a young team out there at the moment. We've got Hamilton, Phillips, Snell, Grimer, and Jenny Screen. Snelly, the grandma out there, what, 24, 25?
Yeah, indeed. She'll be going to the line for the free throws. 46-42 to extend the lead.
Oh, baby. Rattles around and drops.
She's got five. Misses the second. Davenport with a defensive rebound. I'll give it to Beard. Beard has now got a... I thought she would have called for the foul, but she can't have. She's only got two up on the board. Smith with a three from the left. Won't go. Phillips defensive rebound. Outlet pass to Smith. Snell. Smith there. And Snelly's shot won't go for a ball on the ground. Picked up by Cash. For the US.
Jacinta Hamilton almost picked up the steal there too.
Oh,
pressure is on.
The Opals are going for it. It's Beard. The pass to Cash knocked out of bounds by Snelly. And Jackson's back in for Grimer.
Simone Augustus coming on for Swin Cash. Probably a better sub at the moment. Swin hasn't done a lot in this game.
No, Augustus gets it into Beard. Finds Smith on the right wing. Down to Augustus in the right corner. Dribbles out of there. Davenport at the top. To Beard. 24 second shot clock.
I didn't realize that the shot clock hadn't reset on the out of bounds play. So, wow, that's fundamental basic stuff. Know the clock.
Yep. So Phillips will bring it back across center court. Beard with a steal, and away she goes, and she'll lay it up. Beard scores for the US, and boy, they needed that to stop the rout. 47-44, 3:09 to go till three-quarter time. Looking forward. There's 6 points for the US in this quarter.
Wow.
Jackson out to Screen, back for Phillips, left side to Hamilton, driving baseline, no. Come back to Jackson for a three from the top, no. Phillips driving in the lane, left-handed hook shot won't go. And Thompson with the defensive rebound. We'll give it to Beard to bring back into the front court. It is tight. It's defensive. And what a battle we have. As Beard goes around the screen, down the center of the lane. Jackson blocks it. Davenport lost it. The screen who pinched it off her, cutting along the baseline and dribbles into the front court. Jackson to the right wing. Back to Snell to the screen. Phillips on the left wing. Back to Jackson at the top. Snell left alone on the
right. Oh, free! Why not when you're feeling it?
Yeah, wow. They are feeling it. Smith gets the ball off some full court pressure, inbound pass, and then they sort of relax it a little bit. And Smith dribbles into the front court. 50-44, 6-point lead for the Opals. I was going to say their biggest lead, but it was 7. Beard on the left wing, down the corner of Smith, dribbles back across court, back to Thompson, driving at the basket, tries to lay it in, and Hamilton, I think it'll be called for the, yep, Hamilton gets called, that'll be her first foul.
She's doing a good job though, she's making Thompson work hard.
Bevel really? Ackwood comes in for Phillips.
Just making him work really hard down there. Tully B back on. Jenny Screen out there, she's doing a great job on the offensive glass. 6-point ball game, 1:48 left in the third. Tina Thompson on the line.
It's Ann Donovan talking to Davenport, the centre.
Oh, she misses a first.
Thompson misses it, yeah.
Pressure is on, baby.
Yeah, and they're feeling it out there. Thompson with 12 points. Well, Parker's about to come back. Parker made the second. And
that ankle's good.
I mean, Thompson. And Parker is back in, so that ankle can't be feeling too bad, fortunately. And she'll take over defending Lauren Jackson. Bevel Ackwood then gets it in the backcourt and brings it across centre court. Finds Screen on the right. Screen gets a screen from Hamilton. Gives it to Jackson on the left, to Bevel Ackwood in the corner. Back to Screen to Jackson. Driving baseline.
Jacko had her on the run, so
no basket.
No, it was before the shot, definitely before the shot. Parker picks up her, I wonder what number she is up
Parker,
there.
Parker, she's...
No 16 up there, so that'll be
second.
Her second.
She's number 13 on the board.
That was a great move from Jackson. Got the good passing from Jenny Screen, got the ball over to her.
Good quick ball movement to Snell, puts it on the floor. Drives down the lane, left-handed lap, won't go. Parker gets the defensive rebound. And we'll dribble it back into the front court. Down the right wing, gives it to Smith. Smith, look to set up the play from the right wing. Taking on Snell. No, comes around a screen from Parker. Put up at the free throw line. Jumper won't go. Davenport trying to keep it alive. Lost it out of bounds. Opals will have it in the back court. 50-45. Minute 06 to go till three-quarter time.
You'd be loving to extend this lead. I mean, it's at the moment it's two shots. It's nothing.
Hamilton sits down, Whittle's back in. Smith is out for the US and Lawson is back in. And the Opals have it in the backcourt. Bevel Ackwood will bring it across centre court. Being watched by Beard. Reaching from Beard, and that's number four on Beard. Oh, I was looking on the wrong side before. Yeah, that is number four.
Wow.
And so they want to make, yeah, Pondexter will be in for Beard. Lawson just came in as well.
Do you think Cappy Pondexter was confident? She's got the WNBA logo tatted on her arm.
I know. And we got a timeout called.
I wonder how long she's had that
for. 50-45. Yeah, well, it almost looks a little faded as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's something brand new. But they reckon she was pretty confident.
Well, number two, you'd expect so.
Yeah, Carrie Graff has wraps on her.
Yeah.
And Phoenix picked her up, so. They obviously would have been looking at her for a while.
50-45. It's almost surreal, really.
It's hard to believe, but still a long way to go. We're approaching three-quarter time.
Lauren Jackson still on only those two fouls, so that's good news. If she can stay on that, have three to give in the last quarter, that's going to be an advantage for her. Alana Beard with four fouls, although they've just subbed her out, that's certainly going to make it, it's going to lessen the intensity of her defense in the last quarter. She's done a good job this quarter, even though Australia have been able to stretch the lead out a little, but as we said, it's only two shots at the moment, 5 points. Really like to score this trip down the floor and maybe get a stop, score again. Get it out to 9 would be very handy.
would it ever. Screen gets it at the top to Bevilacqua, right wing back to Screen. Goes back to Bevilacqua, driving baseline, trying to pass out of there. Shucks it out, Screen saves it. 8 seconds on the shot clock as Jackson puts
Screen! Is there a record for most threes in an international quarter? We'd be pushing it. Amazing.
Indeed. 20 for Jacko. Pondexter setting up, 27 seconds left till three-quarter time. Pass, Snelly steps in front of Augustus and steals it. Goes away, lays it
and
up.
And the foul!
Point play. Well,
forget 9 points. We're looking at an 11-point lead.
55-45, Snelly at the line, 20.4 seconds still, so plenty of time for the US to come up with the basket. But
Belinda Snell was cool under pressure with the number one draft pick breathing down her neck. She said, oh, I'll just lean back here and you can foul me and I'll make a three-point play.
She did it. She's got 10 for the game as Pondexter dribbles into the front court. Goes away to the right wing, 14 seconds left. Looking for one last play to try and close it down. Down to Parker. Parker putting it on the floor. Chucks it across to Augustus. Into the paint. Down the lane she goes.
Good
lays
team.
It in. Ooh, Augustus comes up with the basket. That will be the final score before quarter time, three-quarter time. The lead is 9 for the Opals. 56-47. And what a quarter. The U.S. scored 9. To the Opals 22.
Huge. Well, that's the thing. They need the same intensity. They're just going to keep the pressure up, keep going hard at it. And this game is very, very gettable. It's a fantastic result. I can't believe how many threes. We're not going to check the stats when they come out and see how many threes the Opals hit in that quarter. It must have been up around 7 or 8, I think. It's just a huge effort.
It has been an amazing game, and you couldn't want for more. As the Kangaroos, the Aussie Hoops Kangaroos, are heading around, tossing out the bottles of Australia, Opals bottles. So a lot of fans have been enjoying that throughout this price attack.
Whoa.
Opals World Challenge.
The big Boomer mascot almost collecting the ring there, standing up on the little truck.
As, three-quarter time with a minute left to run in it. Australia 56, USA 47. And Simon, you just wouldn't pick the way these Australians have all just been above themselves right throughout the game. I know that the rebound count was very heavy at halftime. It's still 33-25 in favour of the USA. Turnovers 11-6 against the USA. That's what's costing them. But field goal is 19-46. Sorry, 19 out of 46 for Australia. That's a lot of looks up against this USA side to 17-41.
8 3-point shots in that quarter.
Yeah, and
just amazing.
11 of 19 from outside the perimeter. It's an amazing game. The Canberra crowd are really getting into it now, and we've got 10 more minutes of basketball. Will Australia get USA's first defeat here at the AIS Arena?
Not only was it was 8 3-pointers, it was 8 of 8.
It was
100%.
Well, US will have the... No, Australia have got it. Skin Screen will be inbounding the ball as the US are going to put some full-court defensive pressure on. They've got to do something.
Nervous start.
56-47 as we start the fourth quarter. Screen to Bevilacqua. Being watched by Lawson. Jackson steps around her. Off to Bevilacqua on the right. Whittle on the right wing. Summerton low post, chucks it out to Whittle, cross court, finds Bevilacqua, low post, Jackson, fouled by Thompson, and that'll be the third on Thompson. She doesn't like the call.
Third personal.
And Jackson will be going to the line for a couple of free throws, and the confidence will be sky high right now in the Opals camp.
It's 2 of 2 so far tonight.
She's got 20 already. First, couple of bounces.
Just building the tension.
Yeah. Bounce. Ooh. Dropped it. Second.
Oh,
no, won't go. And Parker with the defensive rebound. Off to Lawson down the right wing.
10-point lead.
Quick ball movement. Augustus pull-up jumper won't go. Jackson defensive rebound. And if your shots don't drop for the US right now, this could get away from them. Certainly is right now. Screen down to Whittle on the right corner. Parker knocks it loose. Summerton ends up with it. Drives in the paint. Jackson, three from the left.
Oh,
won't go this time. And Thompson off to Smith.
It's getting serious out there.
Yep. Parker, athletic. Wow. Take and jump. 21 points for Parker.
That was impressive. Jumped up, caught the ball, brought it down, a couple of dribbles, laid it up. In traffic.
Yeah, Jackson taking it in against Parker, scores. 23 for Jackson.
Anybody has a mission to win this game, it's going to be Lauren Jackson.
Parker with it at the top, 59-49. They go down to Thompson. Bevilacqua knocked it loose, but Thompson got it back into the corner. They go back to Thompson, turn around, pass off to Lawson.
Oh.
Keeps it alive to Augustus. Augustus fighting with it, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Thompson with a turnaround jumper won't go. Smith with the put back and it won't go.
Wow.
And she's calling for a foul but didn't get it.
Great defense there from Australia. They were doing a fantastic job. Would give nothing easily away.
So Whittle on the left wing with the ball for the Opals into Jackson at the call of elbow. Pull away jumper. One.
Oh!
Green coming in gets mugged. So we're going
nothing
up.
Nothing intentional there, but Jimmy Green clobbered in the head.
Yeah, Lawson got called. That'll be her first. Jackson sitting down, Grimer. And Snell coming back in. Screen's the other one going out.
It's the courage of Jenny Screen. Just went in there. She had no hope of getting that rebound, but she got in there, got a hand to it, and, inadvertently caught Lawson's arm. And
yep, as they contested it, banks down, she came in.
Turns an almost certain possession for the USA into our ball.
Grimer gets the ball off the inbound pass. Beard's back in for the US. Bevilacqua dribbles away to the left wing. Snell from the left for three.
Oh.
Left it short. Beard with a defensive rebound. And she'll bring it down the right wing into the front court. 7:42 to go. Cash is back in as well. Pass to Parker and Bevilacqua with a reach in. And we called for her first foul.
It's a smart foul too. It's our first of the quarter. It's sending a message. You're not getting anything easy.
Nothing easy, that's for sure.
You get a sniff of the basket, we're going to foul you. We're going to get in there. Get
to inbound. From the right wing to Beard. Bevilacqua knocks it out of bounds.
And a smart play again, too. Take on Alana Beard. She's sitting on four fouls. Get into the physical stuff. 50-50 call. Could see her out of the game.
Yep. Parker gets it low post off the inbound pass. Takes it down the baseline and shoots.
She is
23
amazing.
Points. For Candace Parker, ties her with Jackson for the game high. Whittle at the top, looking for somebody to pass it to. Grimer on the left wing gets it, and she throws a bad one over the head of Summerton out of bounds.
8-point game, need another stop.
Yep. Full court pressure coming from the Opals, although Beard gets the pass easily. And now they'll bring it down into the front court. 59-51, 7:12 to go as Parker almost has a stolen. Ball loose on the ground, jump ball in favor of the US.
Oh, man. Laura Summer threw herself on the ground there after that ball.
Bevilacqua was quick hands again.
Yeah, forced the turnover there.
And Ann Donovan should know about that. She coached us. Message maybe hasn't got out there. Parker down to Smith, low post, turn around, won't go. Thompson tips it away out of bounds.
Smith is shooting Opals. Is out tonight. It's just not happening for Katie Smith. And she can shoot. She's an amazing shot normally.
Yep, one of the leading scorers in the WNBA every year. Phillips then brings it across center court. Whittle steps out high to get it on the left. Hands off to Snell coming around the screen. Phillips on the left. Puts it on the floor, driving baseline. They'll have to chuck it out of there. Find Summerton. Looking to go inside. Back for Whittle. Off to Snell for three. It's the 1 second.
Oh, man.
Oh. That's huge.
Oh. It's Snelly's best weapon is her outside shooting. She almost gets another steal. She does get another steal.
And she'll lay it in. Parker rejects it.
Oh, wow.
And at the other end, Thompson will get the easy layup.
Oh, man.
That's a four-point turnaround.
That was huge.
Parker coming back.
Even with the four-point turnaround,
nowhere.
Though, still a nine-point game.
62-53. Into Whittle on the left wing. Grimer.
Beard is out of there. Wow. It was a smart play by the Opals. A big mismatch. Get the ball into Holly Grimer. Alana Beard, you know, back to the basket. Was going to have to foul her to slip the play.
She was standing. I thought she had good position. She wasn't moving.
And that's what we're talking about, though. The 50-50 call. If there's any doubt, if it goes one way or the other, you know, Holly Grimer picks up what her first of the game it would have been. If there's anything else,
well, Ann Donovan, she gets a minute to make a change of player. You ought to tell her what Tom Maher says to him. So Holly Grimer is going to go to the line. Kara Lawson is the replacement. I think the bench knew about it.
Kara just letting the bench know.
Well,
gave him a wave and a wink, said, I'm out of here now.
I think they knew. Referee just wanted to make sure. Grimer misses the free throw. Outlet pass to... It's 11-point lead. Pass down to Thompson, along the baseline. Bang. Thompson hits one. For 16 points for her.
Back to nine.
Back to nine, but 5.5 minutes left here. The USA are the ones with the pressure on them. Phillips to Whittle. Whittle dribbles to the left and hand off to Phillips. Dribbles back to the left. Shoot from three-point land. It won't go. An inside catch.
Oh.
Tips the ball loose. Lawson down to Parker. Parker with the easy layup. 25 points for Parker. This is 64-57.
Back to seven, but we've had valuable minutes where Lauren Jackson can rest on the bench.
Yep.
We've got Jacko and Tully Bevilacqua looking to come back in now.
It's Grimer on the right wing. Pass into Whittle. Left alone.
Bang! Keeps the lead at nine. So we've really had like 3 minutes where we can sit out Lauren Jackson and rest her. We've been able to keep that lead at 8 or 9, push it out to 11. It's been great work.
Lawson on the right wing to Thompson. Thompson, pull-up jumper, won't go. Grimer fighting for the rebound, out of bounds off Cash. Jackson and Bevilacqua are back in for the Opals. Grimer sits down. Phillips sits down.
Laura Summerton playing well on four fouls too.
It's still a nine. We got timeout called by the United States. 66-57 in favor of the Opals.
It's in place. You know, that all the pieces are there. We're able to bring back out now with 5 minutes to go. Tully Bevilacqua and Lauren Jackson have had a good long rest sitting on the bench. The way that Lauren's been playing, she's been played every, you know, 100% all the minutes she's been out there. She's been really dominant, with perhaps the exception of that first quarter where she didn't do a lot. She did what needed to be done, but ever since she's just got out there and just gone to work. We mentioned that some of the US girls looking a bit tired. Thompson's out there again down the stretch looking tired. Candace Parker is probably the biggest threat for the Opals. She's pretty much gets the ball anywhere in the middle, she's going to score at will. So a very exciting setup for the next 5 minutes.
Yep, we will have just was it 4 minutes and 39 seconds. 4 minutes and 39 seconds left. 66-57. The teams will be about to come back out. 9-point lead right now for the Opals. Is there a trophy for the winner of this tournament? If there is, how's it decided?
I'm not sure. There's certainly some trophies and posters, frame posters and things on the presentation behind us. Yeah, I'm not sure how they will decide who the winner is.
USA did win the first game.
Yeah, and by quite a margin, 20-odd points, so...
Well, we'll wait and see what the heck, how they decide this. Maybe it should have been two tournaments, one up there, one down here. And it goes to Snell. Off the Bevilacqua right wing. Jackson low post. Whittle on the left wing gets it. 4:20 to go as Bevilacqua comes around the screen to get it at the top. Now dribbles away to the right. 2 seconds on the shot clock and lost the handle on it out of bounds.
Off USA ball. No.
USA get it.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, Jackson. Bevilacqua was trying to get it to Jackson as the shot clock was running out.
4 minutes, 10 seconds to go. Australia up by 9.
USA need to make a run at it here. Lawson on the right wing. Comes back to Smith for 3.
Ow.
Yes.
That's Katie Smith.
Is Katie Smith. She can 9 for the game.
Yeah, she's had an ordinary shooting night by her standards all night. But, you know, it's 3 shots. 9 points is 3 shots. And you got that talent out on the floor.
Summerton to Jackson at the top. Into Snell underneath. Lays it in.
Katie Smith all over in defense too. That was great poise from Belinda Snell.
68-60. 3:33 to go.
We need stops.
Lawson down towards Parker off the foot of Bevilacqua. Jenny Screen is coming back in for Summerton.
The more stops we get, the more pressure they're under because we've got the lead. If they don't score, it chews up time, you know, roughly half a minute each time. Oh,
Thompson with an easy quick basket off the inbound pass. And the Australians will bring it back. Thompson now with 18 points for the game. As Whittle gets it on the right wing. Craig just putting out the only Whittle, the only non-AIF player.
Wow.
Out there for the Opals. There's plenty of them in the squad. Ball back to Lawson in the front court as Australia couldn't score.
Need a stop.
It's an 8-6 point margin. And Whittle is being called for a foul inside.
Off the ball. Her first personal.
Yep. Certainly in no trouble. Summerton the only one in trouble for the Opals.
Australia with fouls to give. It's only Australia's second team foul too. So US have 3.
So not a problem there. As Whittle and Parker, referee just wanting to talk to them. And
Jen's just standing there. Parker's bending over and trying to tunnel into her and trying to work it. Throwing the arms around.
Parker going to work as Swing Cash will inbound the pass to Parker. Gets it. Low post. Backing in against Whittle. And a grabbing foul there on Whittle. And I think Parker knows that Whittle just doesn't have the speed to go with her.
They've called unsportsmanlike on Whittle. That's a big call.
I think it was because she did really reach around and grab a good big hold of her. So that's why they've called it. So it'll be 2 shots and possession.
Wow. It's a very big play.
Oh! Is that the shooter's touch or what?
It's the top of the backboard and still drops.
And came back down. Unbelievable. Misses the second. It's a 5-point game. 2:54 to go, but USA have possession.
Two shots
center point.
Opals really have got to get a stop here. So if they don't, they have to score down the other end.
Inbounds to Lawson, who will bring it across center court. Down the right wing she goes. Bevilacqua keeping close watch on her. Pass into Parker.
Oh,
Jackson
man.
Gets called, is it?
Yep.
Yep.
It's all right. It's only a third.
Shooting foul. Parker will go to the line. The USA have not given up.
Now,
this is going down the wire.
Now we're in the bonus, though. Every foul for the Opals is going to put the USA on the line.
And it's Candace Parker who they're going to, too.
Oh, she misses the first.
Oh. Well, it'll be, if she makes this a 4-point game.
Still good, 2 shots.
The crowd trying to put her off.
And
it misses it. Almost a tip in from Cash. It didn't go. Jackson gets it away to Snell. Snell into the front court. Finds Screen on the right wing. Back to Snell. Into Whittle. No.
Oh,
Cash stepped across and stole it. It was a bad pass, really.
Yeah.
Cash off to Thompson. Down in there, she'll set up Lawson. On the right wing. Top knocked away by Bevilacqua. They get it to Cash. Swing Cash hands off to Lawson coming around the screen. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Parker, Thompson setting up against Jackson. Backing in against a spin move. Turn around.
Oh,
Thompson! Man. 20 for the game.
That was a huge shot.
Oh,
Jackson did everything she could.
And fantastic defense too. Really made it hard for her. She's got that fadeaway down pat. 3-point ball game.
Woo! 68-65. Opal's still leading. We'll have possession after the timeout.
We haven't scored a couple of trips. I think it's three trips down the floor where we haven't scored. So we've really got to get something going. And I'm sure that's why Jan Sterling and the rest of the Opal's coaching staff have called for that timeout. They need to just settle the girls down. Go back to what you've been doing all game. Yeah, a bit of poise. We've lost that poise in offense that we had, particularly through the second and third quarters, and the beginning of this quarter too. But I think we've panicked a bit in the last 2 minutes or so. Sneaking up. Still in place. We can still do it. Come down here. We get a basket. It's still a two-basket game, and that's what we want to do. We want to keep that nice two-shot buffer. We're good.
2 minutes and 11 seconds left here in the game. 68-65. Opals will have it. Jackson, Screen, Whittle, Neverlachwit, and Snell. It's Smith, Lawson, Parker, Cash, and Thompson. And Thompson will be defending Jacko. As Beverlach will bring it across center court. They're looking for Snell on the right wing. Gets it to Jackson at the elbow. Hands off to Snell, coming around to the left. To Whittle on the left wing. Back to Snell at the top for three. Oh, yeah!
Thank you, Snell! Now you've got a possibly three-shot game.
Lawson back on the right wing. Lawson for three, left it short.
Finally's got it.
Jump ball, it's Opals.
How is that a jump ball? Lawson's just jumped on top of Tully Beverlachla. No, you know, not a serious hammering or anything, but Tully was on the ground, had the ball. Lawson just jumped on her back. Unlucky. But we do have possession. So if the stop, a minute 37, we get a basket here, it's definitely three shots.
71-65.
Right now, it's still two. If they hit two threes, or with a three-point play, we want the basket here. We spread it out to a three-shot game. We can wind it down maybe to 110. It's 137 at the moment, so, yeah, 120 probably.
That was a deliberate play from the timeout to get it to Snelly for the three.
Yeah.
And she hit it. Big, big play. Screen brings it into the front court. Gets it to Snell at the top. Back for Screen. Off to Beverlachwa.
Hot potato out there.
I don't want to give it. Here, you have it. Screen gets it at the top. Jackson comes around. Gets it at the top. Back for Whittle on the left wing.
Three on the clock.
Three.
Screen. Snell. Yes!
Screen!
Jenny Screen for 3 points. USA want a timeout. It's a 9-point game. Definitely three shots now. And three big shots for the USA to get in touch. Wow. Impressive stuff from Belinda Snell and Jenny Screen. We're trying to run this play where you free up one of the shooting guards at the top of the key. America doing an awesome job just really forcing us out of that play. But both times, just patience and poise, get back to the spot, bang, two threes. Very, very big plays.
It Screens was it was a heave, it was a desperation. Shot clock firing.
Screeny can hit the three, but she's not like Snelly. It's not like her number one weapon. But that was a big shot. Jenny Screen. Woo! She's had a fantastic game. She's done a lot of her damage. She's been at the defensive end, playing great defense, but also challenging the U.S. bigs at the offensive end. She's picked up a few offensive rebounds, I think, at three-quarter time. They only had it down for two. So we had quite a few of the team rebounding count, but probably had Screeny there. But she's had a great game. Phillips had a great game. This is why we're here. It's been a real team effort tonight. Now, Lauren's always going to get 20, 25 points. But if everybody else has a good game, that's what we need to do.
Well, 1 minute and 11 away from this crowd, I think going Burko. Absolutely Burko. You won't be hearing us, you'll know. But anyway, America will have the ball at center court. Lawson, Smith, Parker, Cash and Thompson for the U.S. Inbound the ball. They need some quick baskets and they need some threes.
Smith dribbles it down, goes around to the right, drives into the basket, tries to draw a foul, nothing called, and Snell ends up with it. Now the Americans, they might as well foul.
Cash. Oh, bailed her out. Belinda Snell was standing in the middle of the key with 2 seconds left before she had to get that ball over the halfway, and Swincash has fouled her and utterly bailed her out with 55 seconds. That could have been a turnover, USA ball. Probably baseline too, where it was.
55.5 seconds, US in trouble.
Wow.
Bevilacqua across center court. Finds screen on the right wing. Back for Whittle. The screen again on the right wing. Being watched by Cash. Snell on the right wing, and they're wasting time off the clock, which is good for Australia. Snell drives down. Over. Australia are going to win it.
Belinda Snell milks the clock like a champion. She had 1 second left, drove on Smith and laid it in.
Ball down for Parker, backing in against Jackson. Shoot over the top of the left to short.
Oh.
Comes out to Lawson. She'll put up a shot. Won't go. It's all over. 13 seconds on the clock. Wind it down, Tully. Hold on to it. Just hold on to it. You don't need to shoot. The Opals are famous victory here at the Palace.
Jacko
76-65. It's all over.
Wow.
It's all over. And the crowd.
Jan Sterling.
Go.
Jan Sterling, the vision of professionalism there. Not a smile on the face, but now she's going back to the bench, and now it comes.
Well,
Belinda Snell.
The presentation table is on its way out. Interesting to see what the awards will and how it'll all work out. They're going to be right in front of us, so.
That was a huge
we can
game.
See. But an 11-point win for the Opals, 76-65.
It's history here tonight, guys.
Well, yeah. Australia have beaten the USA before here in Australia. Back in 98, beat
wow.
them three times in a tournament. But it's been a long, long time. And it's a huge win. We could probably stick a microphone in on this one. We're going to present it right in front of us. In fact, Craig will take the tape and probably record it all. There's an All-Star 5, an MVP, and a few other awards that will be made. Not sure how you award a winner of the tournament, but the US...
Well, I don't think it matter who won the tournament. I think it's not going to take anything away from the Opals of winning that game.
Yep. So the United States have headed off into the change sheets. They'll be back out in a second. And then the... presentations will happen. They'll be back out here for that. Obviously, some of their players will be receiving some awards.
Just a
MVP. MVP of this game, probably Snelly.
Belinda Snell, and not only the big shots, but in under just hammering tongs out here. Those last couple of plays where they were trying to run the play that would free her up at the top of the key, and America were all over. They were all over the ball. Whoever had it really forced it just almost into desperation. And then Snelly down the stretch, just cool as ice, hit that first three. So the similar thing happened with Jenny Screen. She came out, hit her three. And then that last play of the game where Belinda Snell just wore the clock down, ran it down, drove on Smith, got the foul, got the layup. Huge play. Just big, big game. It's a massive, massive psychological advantage. Now, there's been a lot of talk about, oh, well, Cheryl Swoops isn't here. Lisa Leslie isn't
here.
Well,
it's not their top team,
well,
admittedly, but that's
either.
A darn good team.
It's an awesome team. We don't have our top team. We haven't got, Alicia Poto. We haven't got Penny Taylor. We haven't got Susie Batkovic. Two players there alone that have got WNBA and massive international experience. So just by inserting Batkovic and Penny Taylor into that team, you make the Opals a massively better squad. But
yep.
Really tonight, players have really stepped up. Erin Phillips was fantastic. Yeah, I don't know how many minutes she would have got in the end. She had it at three-quarter time. She'd only played 14 minutes, but big minutes. Made some beautiful passes. Hit us up with some easy baskets when the USA were really pushing pushing their defense on the floor. So a massive team effort. I mean, I think everybody, Hibbert and Jacinda Hamilton and Sam Richards probably only played limited minutes, but even when they were on the floor, they certainly weren't hurting the team. They held their own and they played very well, and I think that's the secret of the winning tonight.
Yeah, there's a few crucial periods where the Americans were making their run, when Jan Sterling gave Jackson and Bevilacqua that three-minute break, and the girls that were in there did a great job on controlling it, and then and then some smart plays down the end. They got it back down to 4 points.
Yeah, and a really smart timeout from Jan Sterling there at that stage, where it really broke the momentum of that run that the Team USA had going. And when they got the stop out of that timeout, that was like the sort of turning of the tide. And then you saw the USA start to panic and start to have to really force up some tough shots. Candace Parker, fantastic all night. And then that last shot was almost an air ball. She was, I guess once you've got that scent of the game in your grasp, you can see the Opals just arc up and their defense went up another level. So it was, just a fantastic result.
Yep, the girls getting a lot of photos being taken out there. In fact, Craig's over.
Craig's got the big girl.
He's got Warren. Surprised he got to her. She, a minute ago, was over in the crowd saying hello to her parents. And, celebrating over there, and was being pursued by photographers. That's what caught my eye, all these photographers running to the other side, and there was Lauren out front of them, disappearing up in the crowd. The Americans are back. The Chinese and Chinese Taipei sides are still here in the stands. I know Chinese definitely are down that left end, but from where we are, I would assume the Taipei are here somewhere. As the presentations are about to begin, said there will be some awards handed out. We've just got the final stats, and 3-point shooting for the Australians.
14 of 24.
That's huge. Absolutely huge. And the USA, 1 of 8.
Wow.
Rebounding, USA won it 44-33. So, you know, they did the job at the rebounding end, 14 offensive boards, but it still wasn't enough.
Second half, 69% for Australia from behind the arc. 9 of 13. And big shots, not just wide open. There are a couple of open looks in that third quarter. Nothing open and easy in that final quarter, and big baskets that they were able to hit.
Yep. Craig just got Tully for a second there, but now we've got to get into presenting these awards. So we'll try and pick up. The presentation of the awards. But what a huge victory for the Opals. And Craig, you've been in the middle of them over there. We'll look forward to hearing those interviews shortly as well, as he caught up with a number of the players from the Opals squad, who obviously are absolutely thrilled and delighted.
A huge stat there for the Australians, 9 turnovers.
Only nine
against the USA. That's a huge stat there on its own.
Yeah, the USA only 12, so yep. They controlled it pretty well as well. So.
22 assists for Australia compared to USA's only 10 assists. So they, it really was a team game. They passed
it well.
Yeah,
well, that's what, Whittle 5, Snell 4.
Phillips 4.
Jackson 3. So shared around by a lot of players.
Yeah.
So that's a real sign, and a real good sign of teamwork.
Phillips had a great game, 17 minutes, 6 points, 4 boards, 2 offensive boards for arguably the shortest player out there. Maybe not Sam Richards, maybe a little bit short.
Not the shortest.
And 4 assists as well, so big game for her. Snelly, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yep. So the speeches are being made right now to obviously thank everyone that's here and the great crowd that we've had here tonight. We're certainly... a crowd that really got into it, and I'm surprised, lucky if they heard us actually, for the noise being made by the crowd sometimes. And women's basketball alive and well.
Yeah, singing the praises of Canberra and the organisation of this tournament out there tonight.
Yep. The Taipei girls are here. In fact, one of the Taipei girls is standing just to the right of us.
So the captain is being presented with an award. So I don't think there's going to be an unofficial winner of the tournament, as it were. But
Chinese Taipei, their captain, number five, is Weichen Chen, getting the award presented for the team. On the and Juyu Lan, Miao Liji, getting the presentation, the plaque for the Chinese.
Well, they just said that Australia was second place, so
obviously based on born again over the two games. So Whittle and Jackson getting presented with the
somehow I don't think they care.
I don't think so. I think the results are nice, the only one that counts. And Katie Smith, the captain of the USA team, coming out to be presented with judging by the look on her face, is a pretty hollow award right now, the way she's feeling. They really will be disappointed.
Yeah, maybe personally for her too, a fairly quiet game for her. She had one or two games earlier in the tournament where she had some big scores, but very quiet tonight.
Yeah. She hit all the free throws, just 2 of 11 from the field. This is the All-Star 5. And one of the Chinese, well, the captain indeed of the Chinese team, Miao Liji, number 6. Well, that's no surprise. She's the girl the cap should probably pick up.
Absolutely, that'd be huge.
Feng Chung Chiang, the number 6 for... well, she does know where she's got to go.
Wearing a T-shirt that says, I scored last night.
She scored tonight, too, on the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
Tina Thompson from the USA.
For sure.
Absolutely outstanding player.
She's a champion. Doesn't look happy.
Candace Parker. She is an absolute superstar of the future, this girl.
She was huge. And, good to see. Doesn't seem to be limping at all on that ankle, so that's a good sign.
Yep, Lauren Jackson.
No surprise there.
No surprise at all. We saw in this final, and she's not fully fit.
No.
She's had, besides the leg problems, she had a virus last week.
Yep.
And you could tell the way they were subbing her in and out. She's
MVP
not
MVP of the tournament. Lauren Jackson.
Lauren's the MVP. Yeah, come back out and get another one. She already had a couple in her hands, but she dropped those off to somebody else. She gets the MVP of the tournament. Had a huge game.
I think she has a permanent assistant who just collects all the trophies for her and lets her get back on with it now. So.
Jenny Screen, I think, ended up with a cup. She had 8 of 14 from the field, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks.
4 of 6 from outside the arc.
In 27 minutes.
Not bad for a forward center.
It's why we rate her number one in the world.
Well, that's why she's so dangerous. She can score from anywhere on the floor. The crowd enthralled, hanging off every word.
As they are in front of a hometown. The hometown crowd. We'll see Lauren in the future sometime, I'm sure. But after her commitments playing overseas, and
she made it pretty clear that she will play for the Capitals again one day.
Yeah. Well, it's talented. I mean, she's still a kid.
Bloody hell.
She's only 25 or something.
25. So, best years ahead of her. So.
And now Scott Derwin from Basketball Australia. They're going to present some
framed signed photos to Mark Peters, the Director of the Sports Commission.
That'd be a nice little frame to stick up on the floor. Yeah.
Steve Fox is the current president of Basketball Canberra. Who's out there somewhere? Oh, he's coming down from the bleachers.
From the
having to climb down over thousands of adoring small children.
We should have alerted him to it. He manages to get through and out there. Curry Graff getting one.
She's the ambassador for this tournament, so she did a fantastic job bringing it all together here in Canberra tonight.
Yeah, and she's been wonderful as well. And well, actually, Carrie's doing something to Tina Thompson. I think getting the girls down there for a photo.
The All-Star Five girls.
Yeah. And those posters have been signed by a whole bunch of players. It would be very, very nice. Yep. The All-Star Five down there for the photographers. The basketball shirts from Oregon, Michigan. Oregon and Portland, I should say.
Oh, I've got to get me one of those.
I see Jan Sterling there looking at that.
She doesn't want to look at it. She just turned away and walked away. But, yeah, there's the All-Star Five getting their photos taken. The presentations have been made. Oh, we can take that if they want. We'll look after
someone looking for a home for one of those posters?
We can look after that.
Yeah. That'd look very nice in the offices of Sport Radio.
Yeah, indeed it would. As the girls have had their photo, the photographers have done their bit. And that's pretty much it for the crowd. They'll start to wander away and we'll try and catch up with some of the players. Craig's already caught up with some of the Opals immediately after it. We'll hear those interviews shortly as well. And the Opals now going to have a team photo taken without Jen Sterling.
Just the girls.
Just
no
the
coaches.
Girls in there. And, well, somebody in there that's a bit young.
Future Lawrence, Opal, perhaps?
Lawrence
got
holding
on the hip
a future
there.
Opal. It's not Lauren's kid, we can tell you that one.
No.
So who have we got on the team that's got a child? Jay Kingy? Jay Cross?
Could be, yep.
Could be about the only one, I think, of the squad right now. So, yeah, well, we're going to go to some of those interviews from the Opals immediately, and Craig Revell caught up with the girls straight after, and you'll hear from Lauren Jackson and Tully Bevilacqua, I'm sure, and a few others, as they were very excited and very happy.
Cheryl Chambers, the win.
Fantastic.
It is.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, America are good to beat them. Shows that, you know, we're out there.
It has been a fantastic game as well. Every girl giving 110.
Yeah, there were some different ones that stepped up tonight, and it didn't matter who was out there, certainly everyone gave, and those that are on the bench all the time, so it was a real team effort.
Well, congratulations. Jan, congratulations. Fantastic effort tonight, right throughout the Opals World Challenge.
Yeah, well, it was a big win for us, and, you know, we won't have the girls save in the moment. It's not very often that anyone beats the United States, so both teams got some young players, but I feel we had significant contributions tonight.
Holly's effort out there was just fantastic. Laura did some good work as well.
Yeah, the young ones did well, but Dennis held in really well, and I'm here to tell you, I think that's Lauren Jackson's best game against the US. She's really, really had a captain's role tonight, and Jenny Whittle was sensational as well.
Yeah, plenty of feeling out there, just what you'd expect.
Yeah, exactly, and as I said, we'll let the girls save in the moment, but you know, it's a step in the right direction for a world championship campaign.
Yeah, plenty of confidence from this.
Well, I think they need it, so, and I think they deserve it. They work very, very hard, and we weren't intimidated, and I think that's a big thing for the US. You've got to have that scoreboard pressure, and we're able to do that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lauren Jackson, fantastic game tonight, and with your other Capitals teammates here to embrace it.
Yeah, look, that was just awesome. I'm so glad we got to do it in front of the whole of Canberra. And, oh, wow, it's been a long time since we beat the Yanks, that's for sure.
It was a fantastic effort right down the bench. Every girl that went out there gave everything.
Yeah, it was awesome. It really was great for the Opals and just for the future in our team and stuff. Great ending to a good couple of weeks.
Yeah, those 3 points in the third quarter. Eight
were.
From eight for the
Straight
team.
Straight from my bum.
Congratulations.
Yeah, they were.
Jenny Screen, fantastic game. Your brother cheering you on all the way, getting the crowd worked up as well.
Yeah, no, it was great. My dad came down and my brother as well and my boyfriend from Melbourne, and it's been great. So, you know, to miss out on the Commonwealth Games and come here and beat the US in Canberra was just absolutely fantastic.
It was a big game too. You got out there, started hitting the threes, and it never looked back.
Yeah, I really very honestly, to tell you the truth, I didn't even think about it. When the opportunities were there, I took them, and lucky for me, they came down. So, you know, I can't be happier.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate.
We'll keep working through here as Tully and Tully. There we go.
I just keep getting better and better. Jeez.
I was asking if Graffy scripted the opening when you fall over, Beardy gets charged with the foul.
Oh, it was going to be a good game then, wasn't it? If I fall over in the first minute of the game, it's a good sign.
It is indeed. And, what about this team? You've just gone through the Commonwealth Games, now through this, and just the bond everyone has here is fantastic.
You know, it's been a really special group. We've just had so much fun, you know, on and off the court. And it's been great. Obviously, you know, things change. But hopefully we can keep this group together for a long time.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Tally Pavlakwit there speaking with us. I can see Holly Grimer directly in front of us. You reckon we can slip the headset on, Holly?
We could be able to pass one over to her.
All right.
I think it's,
I'll untangle the loads here.
Try and untangle and see if we can get one long enough to reach over to her. They've set them up right in front of us, actually, three of the Aussie, the Opals, to sign some autographs for the kids. They've brought them in some signs for them to sign. And we've got Holly Grimer there, of course, Sam Richards and Carly Wilson. And we did miss Carly's pink socks this week, yes. Of course. The Adidas have got to come up with a pink sock for Carly.
Well,
we need to talk to them. We'll try and...
tell you what, if Simon can go the other side and protect the
we'll
lead
we'll see if we can
we
pass
it
over.
Holly,
you will just sit there.
Sam Richards, look back. We could hear us talking about her.
She can keep signing.
Yeah.
We can certainly talk and sign at the same time. That won't be a problem.
No, not after the performance we've seen tonight. We'll just see if
do miracles.
Pass this over to either Holly or Sam. We need to talk to Carly about it, but you're going to have to police the lead here, Simon. So.
Yep. Okay. Well, we're trying to get it over there onto Holly. We'll try. Holly's just had it dumped on her ears. Holly Grimer.
Hey, guy.
Good, how are you? It's Mark Aston here, right behind you. Just keep talking, keep signing. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, just awesome. It was amazing to beat the Americans in the last game. So, yeah, it's been a great 5 weeks, and it'd be good to have a bit of a break now.
They got you up in Cairns. What was the difference tonight?
I think we just came out and played our own game and not let them dictate the way the game was played. So I think that's what helped us get a look across the line tonight.
Yeah, it really seemed like it was a team effort, and that's reflected in some of the stats which you probably haven't seen. 22 assists by the team was a huge effort and shared by a lot of the players. It really did look like a whole team effort.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think most people got onto the court and were able to contribute, and we were able to make the extra pass and find the open players. Our shooting percentage wasn't too high in the first half, so we knew we had to improve that. So, yeah, it's just great to get the win.
Yeah, but you took it to them from three-point land.
Yes, well, lucky that they actually started dropping, so that was nice to actually have them drop. And, I mean, a lot of them were tough three-pointers overhand, so it was just great that they actually went in.
Yep, 9 of 13 in the second half overall. 9 three-pointers. We're almost looking for the record books for international matches.
Yeah, I think so. It was actually... No, it was just awesome, and I think it was great the team... I mean, we were all excited on the bench and really getting behind the girls, so it was just awesome to come away with the win.
Loz, All-Star 5 MVP for the tournament, and stood out tonight as well with 23 points. She's just great to play with, isn't she?
Oh, she's just awesome. And, I mean, all post players aspire to be like her. And, I mean, you can learn so much just from watching her on the court. And she just led by example tonight and showed why she's the best player in the world.
And Belinda Snow had a huge one as well with some crucial plays in that last quarter when it was starting to get tight.
Yeah, no, she hit some awesome shots and was able to create for others. And she played an awesome game and really took it to the Americans.
The USA got it down to 4 points in that last quarter and it was getting tight. And then Jan called a timeout. What was she saying to you?
I think just pretty much to execute our stuff and went through the plays that she wanted to be run. And we knew if we did run the plays correctly and get the score off it, then we could really try and get the next defensive stop.
Okay, Holly, we'll let you keep on signing. Is it fun signing basketballs?
It actually ruins the pen, so.
Indeed. Well, we'll give you a break so you can keep on signing. We might actually put the headphones We'll dump them over onto Sam.
No worries, thank you.
No worries, thanks. Holly Grimer there. Sam Richards is sitting in the middle of the trio who've been given the assignment to sign for the crowd. Sam, how are you feeling?
Yeah, good. I'm trying to multitask here, sign and talk at the same time. But
we know you can do it.
No, pretty happy with the win. You know, it's not very often you get to play the US and beat them, so pretty happy to be a part of it.
When did you start to believe it was going to happen?
We always knew we had a good chance. You know, we've got a great group of girls and we've got a great system, and we knew it was always a possibility. So from the outset, we knew we had a good chance. And I suppose going into that third quarter, we had a knock down a couple of shots, and I think that really ignited us to have that belief that we're gonna take this game away.
I think some people think that the USA had probably better guards than the Australians, but I think your guards absolutely outplayed them tonight.
Yeah, well, we did have a primary defense focus of making sure that, you know, our play didn't dominate, and we worked a lot on that at training, and that sort of worked well for us to make sure that, you know, their guards didn't take over and shoot like our girls did tonight. You know, we Snelly was on fire and Screeny hit a couple of key shots, and you know, we've got some great guards, so we matched it well with them tonight.
And you were 100% from the field yourself tonight, so yeah. That was a three.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Actually, when I shot it, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's going in, but went down, so I was very happy.
There were so many threes dropping. It was incredible to watch.
Yeah, we shot very well tonight, and big shots at the right time, so it was good.
Indeed it was. Congratulations. It's been a great result for the team, and I guess great confidence with the World Champs coming up.
Yeah, of course. This is just preparation for us and, you know, working towards that ultimate gold medal at the World Championship. So this is, you know, a great stepping stone for us.
No worries. Thanks, Sam. We'll let you keep on signing there.
No worries.
We'll
thanks,
pass
mate.
It over.
Ta.
Thanks,
see ya.
Carly. Sam Richards there, and Carly Wilson's on the other end. She's...
Hello.
Buried down. Hello.
How are you going?
Good, Carly. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. What a win. How good was that?
Well, you tell us.
Oh, my God. I was screaming. I was jumping up and down. I didn't actually get on, but I think I was more tired sitting on the bench getting up and down and screaming and jumping up and down than I would have had I hit the court anyway.
Yeah, well, I think the whole crowd was a bit like that too.
Oh, I know. It was amazing. We hit some awesome shots. Like, we just played so well. But I think, you know, we stopped them from doing the things that they like to do as well. We were just all over them. We were just sensational tonight.
Have you ever seen the team hit three-pointers like that even in practice?
Oh, my God, no. We were on fire tonight. And it wasn't just like we were hitting good shots. We had hands in our face. We had the shot clock was going down. You know, I don't know how many times I was up and we were screaming, you know, 4, 3, 2, someone shoot it. And we'd have a hand in our face, and the pressure and the shots were just going down. We were just on fire tonight. It was such a great game to be part of.
Yeah, and a little bit of history as well. It's been a long time since any Australian team beat the USA women.
It has indeed. But like, you know, we've been training for this for a while, and you know, after Comm Games and stuff, we knew it wasn't really a matter of if we were going to beat them. It was just a matter of when. And you know, we really hit our straps tonight, and we knew that this is going to be the last time this group of girls would be together for a while. You know, some of the girls are going to America. We've got a lot of preparation for Worlds coming up, but you know, some of the girls won't be there. So it was going to be the last time we were together, and we were just pumped for it. I knew we were going to win. The minute warm up started, we were just pumped for it.
What was said at halftime? Because it was nice and tight there at halftime, but boy, you girls just came out and killed them.
Yeah, well, I think with us, it was just a matter of locking down on their main scorers. I mean, they had two players who had scored, you know, 30 points for them, and that was number 11 and number...
Thompson and Parker.
Thompson. I know, yeah. I couldn't remember. yeah, and so it was a matter of really locking down and stopping them. So we were trying to get a bit more pressure on the passer. You know, we were letting, as guards, we were letting the ball get in there too easy. And then it was a matter of the post, you know, working a bit harder once they had the ball to stop it. But you know what? They were hitting tough shots in that first half over a big hand, and we knew they weren't going to be able to do that the whole game, especially with the sort of defense that we play. So it was really only a matter of time.
What happened to the pink socks?
It's not uniform. I can't wear them. You know, I'd be wearing them if I could. I'm not allowed to. But I think they were with me in spirit tonight, and I think that's what got us over the line.
Yeah, so you haven't got them underneath the official white ones then?
I don't. They're too long, but I would if I could. But as I said, I think like that in spirit, they were definitely there. So that's what helped us, the lucky pink socks.
We've just got to talk to Adidas then and get them to produce some pink ones just for you.
I totally agree with you. Get on to that. I think that's what needs to happen.
If for the whole team, do you reckon, or just?
Oh, look, I don't mind, but I'm not sure that all the girls will be too happy with wearing the pink socks, but I will certainly do it with pleasure.
Yeah, well, we just got to get onto Adidas then and get them, because it was funny, we were watching you out there, I think it was on Monday, and thought it was something different, and the pink socks were missing.
That's what it was. It's been a while since you've seen me without them, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I don't think we've ever seen
you
without
them. Well, that's it. Yeah, first time for everything.
Yeah, and of course you got the gold medal. What have you done with yours?
I've got it with me, actually. I brought it up here with me. I'm showing off. I'm being a big show-off at the moment and just showing everyone I can see.
Why not?
No, but what a fantastic experience. We had an absolute ball, and it was just amazing. I can't explain to you what that Melbourne crowd was like. It was chockers. The stadium was full. Everyone was screaming. And, I mean, especially being Melbourne, obviously I'm from Melbourne, so I had lots of friends and family in the crowd, and it was just an amazing feeling.
Yep, and then they gave you a gold medal.
Oh, and how big were our smiles with that? You would have all seen it on TV, but oh my God, we couldn't wipe the smile off our face for days. We were just fabulous.
Yeah, and obviously you're still happy with it because you're showing it off.
That's right. I don't think I'm going to be tired of it for a very, very long time. I'm trying. I'm not wearing it too often though. I'm not letting many people touch it. It's a little bit, you know. I'm being a bit protective of it, but I've certainly got it with me everywhere and showing it off.
Yeah, and then you've got to find somewhere safe for it, I suppose.
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing. I think because my dad is a bit of a show-off himself, and every time I do anything, it gets in a frame and goes on our wall down the back room. So I'm sure he's going to be wanting to frame it, but I don't think I'm going to be able to let him because I want to be able to take it off and show it around.
Yeah, indeed. Well, congratulations. There's something else to show off, a victory tonight over the USA.
Yeah, that's right. God, it's been a huge couple of months for Australian women's basketball, and I think it's just going to get bigger and better.
Yep, indeed it is, Carly. Are you enjoying signing basketballs?
Oh, yeah, I know.
All those bumps.
I know. And my pen's running out. There's been so many, but that's half the fun. We're having a ball.
Indeed. Well, Carly, thanks a lot. Congratulations on a great victory and, of course, the gold medal as well. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you so much. I'll speak to you soon.
No worries. Carly Wilson there signing away, and Craig's been over catching up with some other people, so we'll come back and have those interviews as well. As the Opals are definitely happy, Craig. You've just been wandering around through the crowd.
Oh, I've been wandering around through the crowd. Spoke to Harley and Belinda Snell, who we'll hear from very shortly. I just don't want to go to the interview straight away because I'm hoping we will get the representative of the United States team here. I'm just looking around, scanning now before I do switch over again. But at the moment, I can't see anyone.
Ann Donovan's just over in the doorway, heading over in there.
All right. Hopefully, Ann's heading our way. So
not moving.
Well, maybe I'll have to head over to her.
Just waving at Harley as she went past, heading in.
Yep. And
I can't see anyone else from the USA organization or...
All right. Well, I might head over to Anne if that's all right with you. Simon,
yep.
I know you've got the stats. I don't know if you've gone through the consolidated stats.
Not completely. We haven't looked right through them. All right. So we can certainly look at those while we wait and see whether or not we're getting someone over here.
All right. Well, I'll leave it with you and I'll be back in a moment.
No worries. Yep. Opals, a bit of history tonight as they have defeated the USA 76-65. Well, they're saying the USA won the overall tournament, and that would be basically because of the 20-point win in the first game, and the Opals this time only won by 11. So it's been a great performance. The girls are heading now over to the change sheds. We'll wait and see whether or not we can get anyone from the USA team. Jacinta Hamilton out there with Lucille Bailey, her sister, was there to congratulate her on the great win as well. Bit of history seen here in the national capital and appropriately here at the Palace, the AIS Arena, as we love to call it. Lauren Jackson, as I said before, 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 blocks in just under 28 minutes was absolutely outstanding. Belinda Snell, some huge plays in the end there, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, 3 steals. Snelly was just absolutely great in that final. And the final match. No one else actually getting into double figures. They did most of the damage, but plenty of others contributed with huge threes. Jenny Woodall had 7 points. Jenny Screen, Aaron Phillips with 6, Holly Grimer, 6 points, 5 for Laura Somerton, and Sam Richards with 3. The Americans tried hard. They gave it all. They got it down to 4 at one stage, but couldn't do it in the end. 26 points from Candace Parker. She is a superstar. We're going to hear and see a lot of her in the years to come. Still going to be at college for a year or two. I believe she's going to be graduating 2008. So we've still got some time before we actually see her go out into the WNBA. She's good enough to be there already. She is an absolute superstar. 26 points. She had 10 rebounds, one block in as well. And Tina Thompson was the other star for them. 20 points, 11 rebounds. And between the two of them, they couldn't get it done because they didn't really, I suppose, get enough assists from the rest of their teammates, who got shut down well by the Aussies. Katie Smith had 9 points, 6 for Jess Davenport, and 5 of those I think were in the third quarter when she in the first half when she came in early and helped them out. But they just couldn't get anyone else to score. Alana Baird had 2, Augustus 2, but nobody else got on the scoreboard, and they would be very disappointed with that. It was not a night where they got much in production out of anyone, barring their two superstars, Parker and Thompson, who made the All-Star 5 at the tournament. 43% shooting from the USA overall for the game, 12% from three-point land, whereas the Aussies, 45% overall for the game and 58.3% from three-point land. Simon, it was crazy.
1 of 8 crazy. From three-point, that's a surprising stat there for Team
USA. And that
USA.
Was Katie Smith very late in the game.
Yeah, in the fourth quarter, she hit that one as they were sort of trying to make a run at it.
Yeah, when they got it down to the 4 points.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, they just didn't get anything out of anyone else. So, I mean, Parker 26, Thompson 20, Smith 9, Davenport 6, and 2 for a couple of others.
Really,
a lot of players didn't score.
The guard rotation just, you know, wow. Alana Beard, 5 fouls, 5 turnovers, 15 minutes. You know, no steals, no assists. Your guards, this Swin Cash got 4 assists. She was really quiet. Swin Cash really, I mean, she's an amazing player.
She's a superstar in the WNBA.
Absolutely. She's not in this team because, you know, there's a few players missing. She'd be in it regardless.
Yeah.
And she had a very, very quiet game. So, I guess, it all comes together on the night. And just across a lot of the stats and across a lot of aspects of that game, we absolutely deserve to win. So, full credit to the Opals. They obviously had a game plan that they worked towards. I mean, watching the games last night, watching the Opals against China and watching USA against
Taipei.
I mean, yeah, USA didn't have a great game, but I didn't think the Opals played particularly well to beat China. They did what was required and still won by 30 or 40 in the end, but certainly didn't look sleek, didn't look organized. But tonight... Yeah, just completely different team.
Yep. Final game then of the Opals World Challenge. The Aussies, the Opals, winning by 11, 76-65, and a great second half. And it was the second half where they just dominated.
22-9 in that third quarter. That's where the game is, right there.
Yep.
You know, down by, no, what do we
down
have?
Down by 4.
4 at halftime.
Yeah.
And a couple of insane AIS girls running around.
Still got a few hanging around.
And I'm knocking off the USA's boots.
Candace Parker's shoes.
Oh, wow.
How about we go?
That's Ellie Manu from the AIS women's team. She's got Candace Parker's shoes. She's out the door.
She had better live up to those.
Oh, those are some seriously big shoes to fill.
They are. So anyway, Craig's got some more interviews. We're going to get a go to those.
Well, Harley, a big night tonight. You've waited a long time to get a victory like this.
Yeah, it was just been a fantastic way to cap off our 5 weeks together with such a great team.
It has been a fascinating series and, you've got a new sparring partner, and she's a youngin', so you're going to have to stay around a lot longer.
No, I shouldn't have started that. She's going to be a fantastic player. She already is, and she's only very young. I think she's still in uni, so I don't know what I was doing there. I should have been nice to her, I think.
It was just fascinating how well every girl in the team that got on the court was able to lift and play.
Yeah, we all went into tonight's game knowing we could get over the top of them, and you know, we've really built a special bond between this group of girls. It's a really young group, and we've done a lot of special things together.
How about that crowd? That's what you want to hear next year.
I know, the crowd was great tonight. I mean, that's why I love Canberra. I love coming back to here to play. So hopefully we'll come back and get this crowd back. We'll see what happens.
All right, all the best.
Thank you.
Belinda Snell, big game tonight, and well, what a way to cap off this whole Opals campaign.
Yeah, I know, it's been awesome preparation for us, and it was fantastic to get the win tonight, and yeah, especially against you, Mary.
And well, you've had plenty of open looks, and gee, you didn't mind pulling the trigger.
Yeah, I know, I had a few shots in there. No, it was good that they went in, and I know Lauren and Screeny come on and hit some big threes, so that was good. It was, I think we shot a lot better in the second half.
As much fun as this is, you've got a big few months coming up.
Yeah, I'm heading off in a couple of weeks back over to Phoenix, so that's exciting, and then hopefully heading off to Brazil.
Yes. Certainly all the girls out there who are playing tonight have just really cemented their names in Jan's book.
Yeah, I think so. It was a great great effort tonight. Everyone come on and showed their stuff to Jan. So, yeah, it's going to be tough for her to pick the team.
Well, it looks like she's calling you, so you get running.
No.
See you later. Well, Anne Donovan, a real tough competition tonight, and that's exactly what you were wanting out of this Price Attack Opals World Challenge.
Yeah, it was great. We knew that Australia would come out in the second game, the game that really mattered here with a lot of people here, and you know, give them credit. They played very well.
For yourself, what do you get out of games like this where it isn't going all your own way?
Oh, I think it shows us, reminds us what I've been telling you since I first saw you, is that defensively we've got to step up and get it done down the stretch, and we made a run and we cut it. They hit big threes, and we can't let that happen.
All in all, so many new girls coming into the program just shows the depth and talent that you have over there to draw from.
Yeah, I think our junior program we've done a great job developing the younger players and got great contributions. Obviously, Parker just put a marvelous tournament and good contributions from the other ones as well. So I think, you know, we're in good shape. And when we add our veteran players with the younger players, you know, we'll field a good team in September that will really compete hard.
I guess you get to sit back now and go, hey, Lauren's on my team.
Oh, yeah. That dawned on me once or twice as the game was going on that be nice to see her playing in Seattle again.
Well, all the best. Have a safe trip back, and it's been a pleasure to see your team out here.
Thank you very much.
And Donovan there, Mark, expressing the feelings of probably everyone that is up there in Seattle.
Yeah, indeed, a little bit of shock over the result, but yeah, they're looking forward to get Lauren back. And it was great to catch up with Anne again. Of course, we had her here during the WNBL season.
Yep.
I remember sitting down at Tuggeranong talking to her. So, the Americans will be disappointed, but geez, the Opals were great tonight and they deserve the win.
Yeah.
So it was a good 11-point margin at the end, 76-65.
Well, I have to thank a number of people, including Graffy, Rachel Walters, Jeff Tripp, who have been fantastic helping us out with our broadcast right throughout the Canberra leg of the Opals World Challenge. And of course, on behalf of the whole Sport Radio team, including Mark Aston, Simon Peters, Michelle Hocking, who's unfortunately laid up sick tonight, and she will be absolutely ropeable that she missed it tonight. I'm Greg Revelle, wishing you a very, very safe evening.